These guys think they're funny, but they're really just, like, stupid.
What's poppin'? It's the Drew and Mike Show for Tuesday in the DealsInTheD.com studios. And Trudy's back in the house.
Yeah.
Along with Mark, Brandon, Zooves. As we head into a big old weekend and much, much going on. The American Music Awards were last night, and I couldn't decide if this is even worth talking about because I looked at the ratings.
Oh, yeah, they're terrible.
6.7 million. That show used to draw 20 million.
Well, it's really surprising, too, with all the publicity they got from Taylor Swift, who I've decided I just don't like her anymore. I really didn't have an opinion on her. I'm sure she's talented. I really cannot stand her now.
Well, they arrested her. She tried to sing her own songs, and they arrested her and took her away. And I guess she's going to she's going to be imprisoned.
It's funny hearing those songs on a medley. All I can think of is, well, these are really trite.
Yeah,
and they're really about how bad everybody else is, but her.
Right. What a brat.
Well, she also doesn't she every time she breaks up with someone, she writes a crappy song about them.
There are a lot of those.
And, you know, this Taylor Swift cult is a bit unnerving. I mean, first of all, I wouldn't think her fans would be issuing death threats and going after Scooter Braun, who owns her songs. But I was just, because I was watching that thing, I went back to the original post, which was, I don't know what else to do. And then she explains how she can't sing her songs anymore, even though she can. And at the end of it, she says, let Big Machine and Scooter know how you feel. How you feel? You mean how you feel.
Yeah. Stop whining.
I mean, it is almost cult-like in that she expects her fans, without knowing the whole story, just take my side and go after these people.
Yep.
I mean, that's really fucked up.
She really is very skilled, though, at getting...
Manipulating.
Yeah, manipulating people and...
She also made a big statement with that shirt she was wearing with all the the albums that she doesn't own anymore on it. And she was singing
wear
a song
that outfit again.
Called The Man.
Oh.
And the lyrics are, I'd be a fearless leader. I'd be an alpha type. When everyone believes you, what's that like? She's describing herself.
Right. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Was she writing it about herself?
No, she's writing it about men. Well, what if I was a man? How in control I'd be? I'm like, you have more power than... most men in the world. What are you talking about?
She's totally insane.
Well, you know what I think is going to happen? Because this outrage where she was signed to a deal and asked to live up to the terms of the contract she signed when she was nobody. Mm-hmm. When someone showed confidence in her and signed her to a deal, her deal ends and she doesn't own her masters. So she immediately says, I'm going to re-record them. And then I screw you. Out of all the money you paid for my music. Mm-hmm. Well, what I think is going to happen here is when people sign new artists, they're going to demand control over a song, whether in its current form or whether it's re-recorded.
Ooh.
Yeah, she's going to ruin it for everyone.
So
else.
She's, yeah, oh. It's going to let you take care of herself.
Care about that.
She doesn't care.
Yeah. No, she won't care.
You know what? This makes Kanye Nostradamus, though. He knew she was trouble way back then. Where was he last night when he could have helped?
I think part of the reason, you know, they were talking about the low ratings and saying that, these young people, they don't watch TV, which, I mean, young people watch TV. Isn't part of it, first of all, personally, I think the show is not very good.
No.
I mean, I love Green Day. I'm a rocker, man, through and through.
Did you like Ozzy?
Was he really singing?
Well, he was lip syncing. You know what's funny? When he first appeared, I said to Brandon, I go, is that a hologram? I seriously thought it was a hologram of Ozzy.
Here's my favorite bands. AC/DC, Van Halen, not Van Hagar, Skinner, Def Leppard.
Yep.
Well, he was off in the distance. He was way back on stage.
Sinking, but,
still really,
but you know, he showed up.
He's really broken still.
Yeah, and he never got up. Can he stand up?
No.
You know?
No, I don't think so. That's why he was seated.
Well, I don't know if people
But he has a tour.
Yeah, his No More Tours tour.
Yes,
no isn't it the
tours.
No More Tours tour?
No, it's the No More Tours tour 2.
Oh,
the second
you're right.
No More Tours
you're
tour.
Right. Anyway, maybe people aren't as... Is it that these artists are so exposed?
I do not want him coming out on stage unless he's hard.
That would have been a problem.
I think he was.
Is it going to prop him up like a tripod?
Are these artists so exposed and so available that it's really not that special to see Taylor Swift do a medley? I mean, that's got to be part of it, right?
I think that's a big part of it.
Yeah, she's everywhere.
Because it used to be really special to watch an award show and see all these people sing live that you never really got to see.
You got it.
I never got past Selena Gomez in the beginning with a
heartbreaking
song about Justin Bieber.
She's so boring.
Where, is that what the song is about?
I don't know. I just assumed it was.
No one knows.
But Taylor Swift, they cut to her in the audience, and she's like fist pounding in the air for it. It's like,
I don't know how you...
Selena came out. Wasn't it Selena that... No, it wasn't Selena that sang with her. Who sang with her? Halsey and...
Oh, God, I don't know.
And
Camila Cabello. Yeah. Who, by the way, her and Shawn on Mendes... Do I need to know how in love they are?
No, we decided.
Sing a song so I can see how in love they are via song. I mean, I know they're boyfriend and girlfriend.
We is really me just telling Brandon that I decided that they're going to be done soon because Shawn Mendes can't do her the right way.
Really?
No,
she's a sex machine, and he's just, you know.
He's too soft,
isn't
he?
Yeah.
Anyway, sing soft songs.
We also decided.
She needs a rocker, man.
We also decided. Go! And by we, I mean, I said to Brandon that I think Taylor Swift, when she has sex, just pegs guys.
Makes sense.
Yeah, I think it makes a lot of sense.
That's her version of having sex. I don't know why that makes. I made myself laugh with that thought.
So I kind of wanted to believe that the crowd was most fired up when Green Day played, but I'm probably just.
Post Malone was. Day,
yep. Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm sure he was, like we were, wondering, can you just play the old songs?
What about this Halsey performance?
I mean, liked it.
Isn't that every performance art that was ever done?
I liked it, though.
25 years ago.
She's pretty hot.
Splaying paint all over the place.
She's really hot. But what did she do with her eyebrows?
She's hot. She looked terrible for her last night.
She took her eyebrows off.
Her boobs were hanging out all over.
I know.
It was kind of nice.
Yeah.
And she was bitching, I guess, about not being nominated for Grammys, which is
what a cool show. Don't, this was I missed.
No, go then, idiot.
Really? Oh, brother. What about the Billie Eilish performance? I mean, Billie Eilish, that's the hot thing out there now, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Did she sing that song?
Yes.
What is that
Did
song?
She? All her songs sound like that, don't they?
No, Linda? She sang this stupid song. I mean, yeah, they all sound the same. But Drew said you like the way she dresses.
Well, I like that, you know, every female out there is trying to out hot every female, and she's wearing pajamas, and I thought it was kind of cute.
But the pajamas said something about no music on a dead planet. That's what you're into.
She really is one of the most minimalist of stars, you know? She's really not doing all that much.
I don't like her.
Everybody else is kind of carrying the heavy lifting.
I don't like her, but she has a band, so... Meh.
Yeah, her brother.
Yeah, her brother does all the music.
That's kind of weird, isn't it? I mean, is this like Carpenters 2019?
Yes. Yeah.
Did you know that... I hate to say it. Billie Eilish and her brother were homeschooled.
Oh, they were?
Yes.
Okay, great. Well, she knows the
Why do I know that?
She knows there's no music on a dead planet.
I don't know why. I read that and I was like, oh, okay, what do I need to draw? What conclusion do I need to draw from that? And I think the fact that her and her brother are the band, that has to do... I think that has a lot to do with the homeschooling.
Probably.
Maybe.
Probably.
Yeah. I don't know. Don't think too hard about it.
Is that the Trudy song? This is really a popular song, isn't it?
Yeah.
Huge song.
I don't get it. She's got a couple that are okay. I don't think she's... I mean, she's unique.
You're really
she's
into different. Her.
No, I'm not really into her. I have a question. Okay, first let me take care of this. Of course, the lock of the week's coming tomorrow, which has been a smashing success. Very People exciting. Are tripling paychecks thanks to the lock of the week. My bookie offering that risk-free bet in the Bears-Lions game. You can't lose. Bet up to $250, choosing the Bears or the Lions against the spread. If you win, congrats. Collect the money. Extra holiday spending money. If you lose, congrats, because they're going to give you your money back. It's a no-brainer because you cannot lose. It's no risk, all gravy. So you say, well, I don't have a MyBookie account like Brandon S. Drew's. Go to MyBookie.ag, use promo code Drew, and they will double your paycheck. Deposit. If you put your paycheck in there, they'll double your paycheck.
Got it.
That'll be an actual paycheck doubling.
Pretty easy.
A guaranteed deposit match and a risk-free bet for this week only. So if you're a true football fan, you don't want to let this opportunity pass you by. You can't lose on the Bears-Lions game. Okay? So mybookie.ag, promo code Drew. Okay, so here's my big question. Oh, boy, I got a lot of questions. The Jonas Brothers.
Yeah, Joe Bros.
Which is, I mean, nobody does twink rock better than the Jonas Brothers.
Wonderful.
Is there something called twink rock? Shouldn't they be the purveyors of twink rock?
Yes.
Well, yeah, boy bands.
That a new category, twink rock.
I like it. I'm excited about it. Is there one dude that likes the Jonas Brothers? I mean, one guy. Is there a guy
who
is at home rocking out to the Jonas Brothers?
You should ask the Facebook Live if there's anybody, any dude out there who will get a straight answer for sure.
Do a poll.
Okay. if you're a guy, is
do a Twitter poll. Make sure you tag the Joe Bros.
Do you know one guy who likes the Jonas Brothers music?
No.
Brandon?
Do I know? Yeah, probably.
Like
probably
really?
David Hartman.
No, I probably know a couple people that like it.
Really? Guys?
Ooh, who are these dudes?
They crank them in the car? They can't wait to get in the car to crank up the Jonas Brothers? You're Kevin's licks?
Definitely not Kevin.
I mean, can't they shed Kevin? Yeah, well, he's the baggage of the family and the band.
It's the older brother.
He was last night. Did you see the Jonas Brothers?
I'm trying to find him on.
He was leaping around on stage like he's Joe Perry or something.
Well, he's got to act different because he's not
terrible.
Under-recognized.
I didn't think his guitar was on. It really
probably wasn't. They don't let it. That was part of the agreement when they got back together.
You have to understand that this band really rose up.
It's not a band.
Okay,
no,
I'm sorry.
I agree. Band.
Fine. These three brothers.
These guys are a rocking band.
They really rose up through like the Disney Channel. They started with an audience of kids who were, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. So as those kids get older, they're not going to hate them.
What happened to shedding those childlike things?
They did. Remember, they used to have a purity vow or something.
Yeah. They did. Purity rings. Purity rings.
Yeah, remember? And all their fans would get purity rings, too.
Oh, please. Really?
What do you say, girls?
It's another cult!
What do you say, girls? You want the Jonas Brothers to douse you with their white foam?
Well, Britney Spears was a virgin, too. Remember that?
She was a virgin that they dressed up in a Catholic schoolgirl outfit.
How absolutely stupid.
Nice.
God. Anyway,
Jonas Brothers perform and then have a commercial with them performing in it? Does that sound right?
I didn't notice it. I was so dismayed by their performance.
Multi-level whoring.
When they showed the crowd, all I saw were young girls. Just young females. How long will women support a boy band? I guess forever.
Dude, NKOTB is still going strong.
But those girls are now 40 or 45, aren't they? Or 50?
Yeah. And they will go to DTE to watch them.
They'll take all their girlfriends and go.
Oh, yeah.
If you were in a band and you didn't have one male fan, wouldn't you go home crying every night?
I don't think they care
in
about that.
A pile of your female fans.
I would just feel like such a sack of shit.
Yeah, but two of the three are doing really well. They married pretty hot women.
Yeah, and one of them's becoming a movie star.
How can you have two lead singers in your family band of three that don't play instruments?
No, two.
They do. Don't two of them just sing?
No, two of the three play guitar.
Who's the second one that plays guitar?
The one that's the second most famous.
There was only one guitar on that stage last night.
Nick Jonas plays guitar.
Oh my God, is that what they were wearing last night?
Nick and Kevin play guitar, and the other one just sings, but the other one that just sings is also in another successful band.
Yeah, Joe plays guitar.
Wait, hold on. Jeff just said, my wife loves NKOTB, and Gary said, because your dad blows him? What?
Jesus.
What is happening on Facebook Live?
Right? Comment.
Ah, good one.
Thanks for the compliments on my hat, by the way. It's a new Drew and Mike hat. The Drew and Mike store is open!
Could it be any more orange?
Is anyone ordering our shit?
No, no one is. People are.
I mean, in mass, is it like an explosion?
It's doing well. I wish it was doing better, but it's doing well.
Oh, man.
Come on, people need to Christmas shop. Come on, let's go.
I'm counting on it.
Wait, is there a Black Friday sale at the...
Yeah.
Joe and Mike show?
I mean, yeah, everything's for sale on Black Friday.
For the same price.
And Cyber Monday. Drew, they just showed the crowd here at this Joe Bro show.
Yeah.
And, of course, everyone's filming, but there, I swear there was a dad filming, too.
What?
Which,
I mean... But how many dudes are in that crowd?
That's the only guy I saw.
I saw one guy...
Guy just said he saw his dad blowing NKOTB, by the way.
Okay, great.
Oh, my
Should
God.
Sell him at the airport. Great point.
I'm fascinated by this now. I kind of want to go to a
show. I was stuck in a market. I watched it three times.
I want to go to one of their concerts now just to count the other guys.
Watch Kevin jumping up and down. He thinks he's Paige, Joe Perry.
I know. Can the camera just focus on those two?
It's all balled into one.
The more he jumps out
in that stupid suit.
Wait. Let me back it up. Trudy, tell me this is a guy, please. Where is he at? That's a guy.
To their credit,
really hard.
At least two of the three are playing musical instruments. You don't see any of these other boy bands doing that.
I saw a guy. One guy at their concert. One guy.
No way. Yeah, one guy.
That's so sappy.
You know,
that's
you could ask Kennedy. Ken is the biggest. Jones
I know,
brother.
But she's a chick too. I'm not knocking Kennedy.
She's been to concerts.
The more Kevin jumps up and down, the more we know he doesn't play guitar.
Ugh. I was trying to listen to his guitar, like following when he hits his guitar, and I didn't hear any notes that matched up.
Oh, he knows that he's way in the mix, and if he's even plugged in.
He's faking it?
Yeah.
Also he knows. Part of the gig. They turn it down. Yeah. He also had a reality show when they split up. Bombed! Yeah. It bombed! Nobody would watch his reality show. Now, if the two other guys had one, you know all those young chicks would watch it.
I'm sure he sold it to the network by going... And, you know, Joe will show up, I'm sure, for at least one episode. And Nick, he's really hard to get, but maybe he'll show up on another episode.
God, you guys know every band member's name.
He just had the list up there. That's all.
Okay.
He's even got tutorials.
What?
Kevin Jonas does.
Oh, get out. What? Oh, get the
fuck. This is like 10 years ago, though.
There's a music video for it, but this song really means a lot to us. It's very inspirational.
Is that him? His hair's kind of spiky. Is he trying to be cool?
F-sharp.
He hasn't got his pubes yet.
Oh, he knows G-sharp. The notes?
I can play that.
He's wearing his purity ring.
Play that.
So all you have to do is hit this.
Sure.
Can you do that, Drew?
I could do that.
You're missing the point. I'm sure he did 10 years ago. He's not playing now.
It's a terrible song, by the way.
Rock and roll.
Make it stop.
Oh, just rocked your face off.
He did not.
Yes, he did.
It was stupid. He played three notes.
Three chords, but yeah.
Three chords.
And they're simple, too. There's nothing complicated about him.
I do not want him coming out on stage unless he's hard.
This conversation is very upsetting to me.
There's kids out there that love this stuff.
Let's see. What else did we have last night? Post Malone with Ozzy. We talked about that. Oh, okay. You know how they get presenters, which gets everybody excited?
Yeah. I didn't know any of the presenters, by the way.
Why did they have Pete Wentz? Why is he still a thing?
I don't know.
Fall Out Boy, is there a guy that likes Fall Out Boy? There probably is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you guys like them?
Not really.
I personally hate them. But
I never liked them.
I've always hated Fall Out Boy, but Kristen has a friend whose husband loves them. So every time we hang out, we'll be on a boat, and he just cranks
on
Fall Out
Boy. And I don't Fall Out Boy in a boat.
I'm too
don't
nice
you want
to be
say
like,
something?
I know, I should.
Jump out of the boat.
whenever he asks me, I always have to give him
Put on
a
some
band.
Fall Out Boy.
Otherwise he cranks Fall Out Boy.
Oh, my God.
So you try to come up with other band ideas. Fallout Boy is going on tour next year. So
yeah. Okay, cool. Do you have any venues?
I do.
I want to know how small the venues are. And I say small because I'm hoping they're small.
Oh, no. They got a lot of
Really?
Fans,
will they play like Little Caesars Arena?
Ooh.
That's going to bother me.
No, I bet you they play DT, though, right?
Yeah, probably.
Oh, are you
but
kidding?
Not by themselves. They're probably going to be in a... But these are
they're
all.
I don't
the
want
Jonas
them to even
Brothers.
Be with a group of groups playing DTE. That means they're really hot.
They're not. Not everybody who plays DTE is hot.
I just saw him on stage last night. And said, wait, isn't that the bass player from Fall Out Boy?
Yeah.
And it was with Rivers Cuomo.
I know.
Weezer.
Quite embarrassing for Rivers.
But
What is happening?
Pete Wentz, isn't he the bass player?
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's the most famous
one. He was always the most handsome one because their lead singer was always a little schlubby. So they always just.
Who was he married to?
Nailed Ashley Simpson, didn't he?
Yeah. Oh.
So what? So I have to watch him 20 years later on American Music Awards.
Yep,
because
that's
he nailed
the deal
Ashley Simpson, who lip synced.
That's the deal you make with a man.
I do not want him coming out on stage unless he's hard.
Absolutely not. Good God.
It's really funny.
What is this world coming to?
The Green Day performance is going right now, and it's really interesting how the new song, there's like five members, and Billy's not playing a guitar.
Yeah, what was that all about? I liked his sunglasses, by the way, which he took off for the
really into the
song.
Fashion last night.
I was digging it.
See, I didn't care for this new song.
Doesn't he look exactly like he
yes.
looked?
Yeah.
Like you know, I was thinking the same thing. I was like, is this guy not, is he in a time machine?
He
or
really
what?
Is in a time machine.
And I don't believe Billie Eilish really likes them because when they were playing Longview and they showed the crowd, she wasn't singing along, but her brother was.
I thought they were showing her digging them. She was sticking her tongue out, which I think is
yeah,
her thing.
Yeah.
25 years ago, Billy Joel Armstrong, Mike Dirnt, and Trey Cool recorded their iconic album, Dookie. Growing up...
This girl acts like she's homeschooled or something.
No band more important to me or
she
my
does.
Brother.
She really
so,
did. She was.
Celebrating Dookie and their what? New single, Father of All, please welcome Green Day.
She talks weird, too.
They did a Rolling Stones been doing this thing where two artists interview each other, kind of. And they had Billie Eilish and Billy Joe.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
so she's either faking it really well, or she means
she asks good questions.
I don't know, man. I love Dookie and Soniac Nimrod, but everything 2000 and later, like when Warning came out, God, I hated that album.
A snub.
I don't know. I haven't liked anything they've done in the 2000s.
I wasn't
like
crazy
American
about,
Idiot?
No.
I wasn't crazy about this song.
I didn't like this. You really didn't like American Idiot's okay, no?
Yeah,
I liked American Idiot.
When September Ends, you don't like that song, Brandon?
Yeah, especially in September when it ends.
What's that song mean, by the way?
When September ends.
It's when,
what happens when September ends?
Isn't that a 9/11 song?
Is it?
Yeah, Brandon hates
but
9/11.
September didn't end on 9/11.
I
look up song
it.
Meanings.
I will.
When September ends. Thank you. I swear to God, I can listen to a song for 30 years and sing along with it and have no idea what it's about. None. And
Billy
then I go, oh, it's about that,
Billy
really?
Joel Armstrong wrote it about his father who died of cancer in September of 82.
Did anybody know that?
No.
And you know all the words, didn't you?
Yeah. Wake me up when September ends.
I know, it's...
That part.
It's kind of strange, isn't it?
Why don't you like American Idiot? Not that I'm the biggest American Idiot fan, but it's a good album.
You get a room with American Idiot.
Jeez.
Damn it. I don't know.
Heart of Broken Dreams, that's a good song.
That's a great song.
Holiday.
I don't know. I'm with
I think
you.
I'm, yeah. That album, Warning, this I swear to God this happened. When it came out in 2000s, my buddies and I, we went and we picked it up. We were so geeked. We popped it in, and we listened to the entire thing as we drove around. And by the time we were done, we took it out and we threw it out the window.
What?
That... Because, I mean, you're listening...
Oh, you guys are so edgy, man!
You never listen to it again.
Wait.
That was... that. Is
listen?
That? That's one of the top 10 coolest things you've ever done, in my opinion.
I swear. But here. This is
you know
the
there's
reason.
One guy in that car going...
I don't know, because we were...
Too bad Hartman wasn't there.
Because we were used to the Duke... I don't know. We were used to the harder stuff of Green Day, and then you plug in Warning, and it's like... I don't know. I just didn't like it. I thought it was terrible. This song to me just wasn't Green Day, and so I hated the whole CD.
Bad.
The whole CD was bad. If
that's not on American Idiot.
I didn't say American Idiot. I said Warning.
Yeah, but I'm focused on why you don't like American Idiot.
Because
don't
a Warning.
The subject.
I
hate. Brandon's on his heels all week.
I hated
once
Warning.
Wait till we get to Almont. Wait till we get to Almont. Oh
once,
my God!
Once he threw Warning. Once he threw Warning out the window. It's no Green Day. No matter what, is going to suck every album thereafter.
Kind of in a way, I resented Green Day because of that, and I don't know. I didn't like the whole.
Come on, man.
I kind of thought that this song was just about, hey, like, if you're an American, you're an idiot. I don't know. Don't want to be an American idiot. Sorry.
No, he doesn't want to be an American idiot. Don't want a nation under the new media.
And can cool. You hear the sound
of a... Oh, man.
I don't know. I just don't like it. It's not my cup of tea.
Wow, heavy. I got something. There's some major breaking news. I mean, in our world, really? Only in our world, that I'll get to in a second. But first, some people are saying the holidays are time for caring, sharing. You know, I back at these reversed yesterday, so I'm going to reverse them back. Hmm. Brandon, not the only one nailing the trifectas and locks of the week. Gabara, Stacy, Anthony, Jessica, all the hottest staff in Oakland County are busting in on Brandon's territory with the lock of the month. A never-seen-before trifecta that will more than double your paycheck. Get 0% financing up to 72 months on your next new Ford. 0% loan, then also no payments for the first 3 months for your new Ford. And then the lock of all locks, part three. In addition to 0% financing, no payment for 90 days, Zotford will line your pockets with up to $7,000 in cash. Yes, they'll give you as much as $7,000 in cash when you buy or lease a new Ford. Take it, buy gifts for the holidays, go on vacation, whatever you want to do. You put it in your new car. Lower your payment if you want. Pick up the phone. Call Anthony directly to activate your locked trifecta of the month with 0% financing, no payment till after the holidays, $7,000 cash in your pocket. 248-215-5151 is the magic number. 248-215-5151. Call Anthony now before Brandon tries to kibosh Zotford's ultimate lock. And there is some legal action, I understand, that Brandon's taken already.
This is true.
He trademarked lock of the week.
I did. First person ever to use it on any broadcast.
I think lock of the year had been used.
Yes, yeah.
Maybe lock of the month. I don't know.
Fortnite, lock of the fortnight.
Never. Lock of the day.
Yeah.
Not lock of the week. That is really clever. Self-employed, stuck on COBRA, or your health insurance rates just jump, then call our sponsor, J.P. Cush & Associates. J.P. Cush & Associates promises their customers always get the best health coverage at the lowest rates. They shop all the carriers, not just the few that get them the highest commissions. They find you the best coverage and prices. That's why their customers keep coming back year after year. You pay the same if you use a broker or if you contact the carrier yourself, so why would you call? Save yourself the time. Plus, you might make the wrong choice anyway because you go, I'll just settle for this. I can't do any more of this.
Oh, yeah.
Call 855-4-JP-CUSH, K-U-S-H, just like Tom Cruise says it, to get a quote today. Or go to JP
Cush.
There you go. Or go to jpcush.com. You might even qualify for a zero premium health care plan based on your household income. They work with all the top rated carriers like Blue Cross, Priority Health, Molina. There's Tom playing ping pong.
Hey, Cush.
Cool. J.P. Cush & Associates, 855-4-JP-CUSH. There's no better call to make for health insurance, and make sure to tell them you're a listener of the show. Now, technically a promo code, but almost. Jeez. All right, here's some wild. I guess it's not that wild, because we know this person's insane, based on the many threats that were leveled against us. Rob Schneider.
Oh, I was just reading this. Yeah.
He is going crazy on Twitter, saying that anti-vaxxers are being silenced.
Well, what's funny is, how are they being silenced when he just went a rant about it and we're all reading about it?
Yeah, he pointed out Facebook, Google, and YouTube are hiding information from people. And he says he is getting threatened.
Oh, they're hiding misinformation from people, you moron.
He's getting threatened with violence by liberals. And he decries the medical segregation of children, the ones being kicked out for not being vaccinated.
Yeah, because we don't want other children to get sick.
And he's also urging children to walk out of school rather than get vaccinated.
Go ahead, do it.
What's the vaccination he wants them to walk out on?
I think HPV.
HPV?
Mm-hmm.
Is that because it's...
Yeah, which is a later vaccination.
What happened to his mind?
I
remember that, but was he crazy before that, or yes. Is he crazier now?
He was. That was when, if anyone criticized his movies, he would go bonkers on them. Didn't he take out a billboard against some guy?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Awkward.
I mean, this is the making copies guy. Doesn't that seem weird?
This is Deuce Bigelow, man.
I know. He seems like such a... I don't know, just seems like kind of a fun, laid-back guy based on that stuff.
Yeah, a lot of his movies are great.
Rob Schneider is a Wall Street executive with everything going for him. Only problem is, he's about to become a carrot.
I'm a carrot.
It's 24 Karat Comedy. Rob Schneider is a carrot.
Sounds like him.
I know. I know. It's just,
should we call him?
because the boss then that he can complain to is Baz.
That's true. Yeah, you're right. Good point. Oh, yeah, he called our home office. He was calling the front desk, cursing up a storm, by the way, to anyone he got on the phone.
So fired.
Well, this is very fluid.
You are so fired.
So fired. And he was right. He was right. It just took a few years.
Yeah, it took 4 years, I think.
It was the long plan by Rob Schneider.
He's still live tweeting this, too, so there's going to be more developments down the road here.
Oh, great.
Is he getting a lot of support?
Really, oh, yeah.
Proving his point.
I mean, there's a lot of people that are, you know, anti-vax, so...
You know what? I think the bottom line is you should not take medical advice from Twitter or Instagram.
Take it from Rob Schneider.
Or Rob Schneider.
I know. What? Wow, it's just bizarre, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No more voice for you, Rob. Oh, he'd lose it. They took his voice away. Ooh.
Rob Schneider was an animal. Then he was a woman. And now Rob Schneider is a stapler. And he's about to find out that being a stapler is harder than it looks. Rob Schneider is the stapler.
Some local news of note. Of course, the big story is Brandon's alma mater.
It's my second grade alma mater.
Well, your wife's alma mater.
So you were all over it when they won.
Well, I'm excited for them. They have a great team. These kids have been playing together at the same positions for over 10 years since they were little kids.
Well.
And it's paying off. They're in their first ever state final.
So you're a fan.
Oh, yeah. I'm a fan.
Do you believe, now, based on your time spent in Elmont.
Yeah.
With Circus Kirkus and his mom.
That's Emily City, but continue. Others.
Okay. Would it surprise you if... This is the weird part, is that Elmont won the game easily.
Yeah.
36-8. Denby didn't have a first down till the fourth quarter. Mm-hmm. Now, that's when the personal foul calls started, and it sounds to me like Denby got most of the sportsmanship personal foul calls, because they had 16 penalties for 174 yards. Elmont had 8 penalties.
That's interesting, because their coach is saying that they had 39 penalties called on them.
Oh, maybe that's just the fourth quarter.
Oh, it could be.
Elmont had 8 penalties for 26 yards. What, they only get 3.5 yards when they get a penalty?
It depends on where the ball is,
8 penalties for 26 yards.
Yeah. I mean, if you're
half
backed
up. Half the distance, I guess. But, so yeah, the coach was implying that the refs screwed Denby, but yeah. they didn't first down until the fourth quarter.
Yeah, no. They were not going to win regardless of the refs.
They got murdered in the game, and I don't know what good bitching about the refereeing does, but apparently... And I read that long, 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 long story because they try to get both sides. Is that in the Free Press? One you sent me?
Yeah, there was a new one in the Free Press.
That was a good article. Yeah. Uh-huh. First of all, it sounds like coach is kind of sour grapes about this.
The Denby coach.
The Denby coach, yes. Yeah. And I was reading comments, too, and one fan who was at the game. Of course, can we really believe the comments? Do we really know that he was at the game? Do they vet the comments? Anyway, he said, and a couple other people suggested that the coach of Denby is trying to cover his ass because the team lost control and they were threatening band members and fans, which that's interesting because apparently some of this started with the Denby band and their chants.
The Elmont band.
Elmont band.
Elmont band. Elmont band. Yeah. And... the Denby players wouldn't shake hands at the end of the game. They stood at the center of the field and sat down. Mm-hmm. And the Elmont players, I guess, were going to go out and shake their hands. And it looked like they don't want to shake hands. So they just exited to the locker room. So by the time the Denby fans start leaving, the band is also leaving. And the band, I guess, chants Hard Work.
Yeah, you know where they got...
We talked about this
yesterday.
You
know where they got that chant from?
Where?
Floyd Mayweather.
A
woman beater.
Wow.
Denby or Elmont's band, your chancel.
Is that
band.
Really true?
Yeah, that's what the story said.
It's a tribute to the saying made famous by Floyd Mayweather.
So
they've been
Floyd
chanting
Mayweather, so Hard Work is something that he's copyrighted. I thought Hard Work existed well before that dude was even born.
He's not responsible for saying Hard Work.
That's where the band got it from, noted woman beater.
Anyway, this apparently, and what is the world coming to when a band chant triggers a football player? I mean, doesn't it sound
well? No, you know what really,
really
triggered them
soft.
Was they were getting killed in the game. They were getting walloped.
I know, but
on.
A band chant. What's next? The cheerleaders have a cheer that. Yeah. Anyway, so apparently a band member was shoved, by a Denby player, and then
because he was yelling in the guy's face.
The Denby fans were alleged, or the Almont fans were yelling, spitting, yelling, and cursing at the Denby players as they exited the field.
I didn't see much of that on the video.
I didn't see it either. Now even Almont is saying that. And by the way, this is the lead story on Channel 4 at 4 o'clock.
Because it has everything, man.
Yeah, it does. It does.
High school.
Yeah, it's got Detroit versus the suburbs. It's
to me, the
black
lead,
versus white.
The lead story is football players being triggered by a band chant.
Yes.
I mean, yeah. That really tells you something about the level of softness out there today.
We were talking about it upstairs. I just started laughing because in the reality, this is a bunch of high school band members.
I know. Think of your high school band.
Hilarious.
I cannot imagine a member of a band wanting to fight a giant football player in uniform.
Well, I like that they were taunting him, too. That's just great. That's really fun.
Well, what is it?
Sports.
Brandon, maybe you can explain the Almont philosophy. You've just creamed this team, who's also gotten the short end of the penalty calls, and then you have to spit on them, curse at them, and yell racial slurs at them off the field. I mean, that's a real desire for domination.
Well, first off, everything that I've read, it does seem like the Almont players themselves
they weren't involved.
Yeah, there isn't anything that.
Yeah, that's the weird part. The players and the coaches, there seems to be some agreement that the players and the coaches and the football staff had nothing to do with this. Almont players.
Yeah. Now, I did hear that there was a, you know, they knelt.
Oh, here's a story on Channel 4. They're teasing it.
That they knelt for the, you know, national anthem. I'm not sure if that angered any fans in the stands.
I don't know.
Denby's white cameraman. I love how they point out that he's white.
Well, I told you they pointed out he was white because they thought they were in a safe space to throw the N-word around.
But doesn't it also suggest that the white cameraman would tell the truth because he's telling on white people?
Oh, I didn't think about that, but maybe.
But then the white cameraman went and told every one of the players?
Let me explain. The white cameraman, okay, the Denby High players, a couple guys took a knee, I guess.
My thought was if he's a good cameraman, it would be on camera. At least the audio would be.
Well, I figured we're going to see the audio. Yeah. If he heard it and he has a camera, he would have pointed it at him. But they're playing the national anthem, and a couple Denby players are taking a knee, and a couple of the white cameraman was filming near the Almont fans, and during the national anthem, he heard them saying, "Look at these N-words taking a knee, and they don't even know what they're doing it for." So what? He then relayed that information to the Denby team.
Yeah, apparently during the game.
By the way, do we want high school kids taking a knee? Really?
I just like that this guy knew that he knew why they were taking a knee, and they weren't doing it for the right reason. They don't even know why they're doing it. Why does he know that?
I think I would chuckle if I saw high school kids taking a knee.
100%. Really? I would laugh, yeah. I don't think it would get me mad. Then again, I'm an adult, so I don't know.
There's this new idea now that it doesn't matter how old you are. You should have a voice at all times. Whether it's the Pledge of Allegiance when you're in second grade. Remember the kid that wouldn't say the Pledge of Allegiance?
Yeah.
And don't you know that an adult must have sort of said to him that they didn't like the Pledge of Allegiance? In fact, that turned out to be the case. But why would you want your kid to be in the middle of this deal in a second grade class? I just thought that was dumb. But, you know, kids have to have a voice. Their voice is equal to adults now. So, anyway. I don't know if anyone's verified that this conversation about the national anthem took place, but they made it sound like this national anthem knee just triggered the entire Almont crowd.
Jeez.
And they were off and running with their racial slurs.
Sounds like the one guy was triggered.
And they're spitting. Are people really spitting? I mean, that's pretty bad.
I don't know. If you go online and you read comments from...
Hilarious.
From Denby people and comments from Almont people, it is two different stories.
Oh, can we read a sampling?
Yeah, there's a really
good... Let me
do
the break first. So I guess, Mark, can you find...
Can I tease you one? One lady
sure,
is
yeah.
Like, knowing those Almont people, they come from Trump country, so there's no doubt in my mind they said this.
Oh, boy.
Like, really? Okay, yeah, way to broad brush. But what the best part of that is it just led to like 40 responses back and forth.
Tell him, fuck you! Fake news!
Which is just so great.
Brandon, you're responsible for the Almont comments?
I'm
can you pull up some good Elmont comments and Mark will handle the Denby comments?
I'll look.
Well, I don't know. I thought, who said it? Was that you, Brandon?
Brandon just had him up there from his Elmont friends.
I'm just going to Twitter and typing in Elmont, okay, and there's a million comments. Probably 5 million.
Wow. Okay, and I'll mention that as far as the holidays, time for caring, sharing, giving gifts to the ones we love, and our friends and original studio sponsors is Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram and DealsInTheD.com are doing just that, sharing their love by giving you the gift of employee pricing for everyone on most 2019 models in stock. Lease a new 19 Ram 1500 Crew Cab Bighorn Edition for $198 a month. If it's Jeeps, lease the new 20 Jeep Cherokee Limited All-Wheel Drive for just $189 a month. Or if you're like our listener Alan, who picked up that Mac Daddy of Jeeps, the 20 Jeep Jeep Grand Cherokee, as low as $255 a month, go celebrate the holidays with employee pricing for everyone with no discount code needed, only at Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram and DealsInTheD.com. And Trudy, what you want the Dr. Roche thing?
Sure, but I do know this, because boobs are very important all year long, but especially in the fall, a refreshing change of appearance.
Boobs never lose their appeal. Why do people ever say boobs go in or boobs go out? Boobs are always great. No. Did you anybody watch American Music Awards last night?
No. Boobs,
boobs everywhere. Does Shania Twain have new boobs?
Oh, probably.
She had
been able to pick her old
big
boobs
old rack last night.
She was awful.
By the way, my thingy cut off, so I didn't get to see the whole thing. American Music Awards recording, but Shania Twain's head. I looked to me like someone put a giant vise and squeezed her head downwards.
Really?
Like they had a vise between her chin and the top of her head, and they squeezed it down, and her head got wide. Doesn't her head look fatter going out?
I gotta see this. Yes, I wanna see this.
Who put the vise on her head? That's terrible.
Of it is her hair. She does this medley to start where it's just her on a guitar, and she's doing lyrics from new songs. It just sounded like grandma's trying to be cool or something.
Did they bleep her, by the way?
Yeah.
What did she say?
I don't know.
Shania Twain?
I'll find her, Trudy. Hang on.
Yeah. When you, the first thing that you went to there was Taylor Swift. Was she the entire night? Was anybody
pretty much
else on it?
She and Camila Cabello. She was all night. She was on stage the whole night.
Jesus.
Oh, here she is.
Oh.
It's also the.
Isn't it?
She's got like a collar that she's popped.
There's definitely
something.
Been a vice put on her head. There's no way around it.
She used to be the hottest, and now she just looks.
And you can do that. Joe Pesci did it to that guy in Casino.
Right. You're right.
She's lucky her eye didn't pop out.
How stupid this sounds. Oh, you know what they bleep there? She's doing this Post Malone song. And I think the line was smoking like a Rasta. So a weed reference.
Oh, no.
What?
One should hear
American,
that.
You know, American.
Oh, Dick Clark. That's right.
But Dick Clark's not in charge of that anymore.
But his spirit lives on, Trudy.
Of course. And now we're. So her boobs and everybody else's boobs at the American Music Awards. And
her squished head.
That don't impress me much.
You can maybe get Dr. Roche to consider squishing your head for you. He could probably do a procedure that would help do, I mean, like face tight.
We'll find out how he did that.
Face tight would help.
He did that.
Face tight.
But breasts are a refreshing change of appearance, and they want to remind people that you can boost your confidence. You can win the confidence that gives you that priceless attitude that you go out in the world and win and succeed. You could also combine breast enhancements with fat transfer, Brazilian butt lifts, or 360 lipo procedures in combination to give yourself a more curvy shape. And you should check out their November specials, too, the smooth fine lines and deep creases. Pre-holiday Botox Dyspor, two areas, and get the third area for free. Or pre-holiday Restylane special. Buy one syringe of Restylane. Get $100 off. And the off the second syringe of Restylane, plus, of course, breast augmentation specials, BBL, Diva, and Zerona, where you can lose inches before Christmas. Non-invasive, 11 treatments, $353. That's one of the deepest cuts I've heard, a $1,600 regular procedure. And an upgrade to Virtue, the laser that firms, tightens, and treats cellulite, too. So after Thanksgiving, maybe you want to go in and tighten it all up.
Yeah.
Go to the offices of Dr. Roche for that, DRROCHE.com, DRROCHE.com, to see before and after and see all the different things that they can do in combination with other treatments or just one treatment if you want. And you can call them at 248-338-1110 for a consultation, too. They'll steer you, right?
Mm-hmm.
So go do that. Get that. Get her done.
Channel 4, you know, at the top of the hour is doing this story on Almont v. Denby. Mm-hmm. And they have new video. Uh-oh. Did you see it, Brandon?
Nope.
Which, because that was our thought yesterday, is, come on, everybody films everything. Why aren't there more angles? But it really doesn't, I didn't see that it showed much more.
Superintendent promising an investigation into the fight during its playoff game against Detroit Denby and allegations of racist behavior in the stands.
Victor Williams is live at Denby High School tonight, and Victor, players from both teams had to be escorted off the field.
No, players
from Almont players.
That is incorrect. What is she talking about?
Absolutely. Things got very heated out there on the fake news, Victor Williams. What happened at this football game?
But do they have to have a black reporter cover this so we'd believe it? I mean, they do that all the time, don't they? I mean, really? I'm just asking.
I don't know. I guess, sure. There's new video.
Adults.
A white person would lie.
Racial slurs.
Oh, there is another angle of this that we haven't talked about. They claim, Denby claims that a parent punched a kid in the face.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's, you would think there'd be plenty of evidence of that, right?
Oh, no, that you would charge that person.
Yeah.
That person would absolutely be charged.
And I mean, that what happened at this football game was very unnecessary. You got adults, you know, racial slurs, spitting. This, that, and the other. It's sad.
Denby High football parent Patrick McKnight says it's an absolute shame what took place following the semifinals of the state championship.
Okay, pause for a second.
Between Denby and Almont.
They're showing the players going up into the stands.
This is pretty much the worst video ever made.
It's like Malice at the Palace.
But they're really not. Are they really going on? There's like one guy that jumped. But
no, look at the ramp. Look at that ramp.
But they're not near anybody. It's sad.
Denby High football parent Patrick McKnight says it's an absolute shame what took place following the semifinals of the state championship Denby and Almont High. Chaos among Denby football players and spectators in support of Almont.
You got to keep in mind, you're dealing with a bunch of kids.
But what led to this happening in the first place? The Detroit Public Schools Community District sent us this statement regarding the incident, which reads, based upon preliminary findings, it's our understanding that Almont adult spectators were cursing and spitting on our coaches and players after the game while leaving the field. But Almont Community School District Superintendent Dr. William Calmer, who was there, says that's not...
Do you know, I know he got his
PhD. Is that the guy who made funny phone calls too?
That guy was my high school civics teacher, and he and I had a hell of a rivalry.
What? Rivalry?
Does he know that you guys had a rivalry?
Oh, yeah. Because he started off as my civics teacher, and then halfway through high school, he became the dean, and I was a troublemaker.
Whoa. A rivalry. You were wrong.
Oh, no, you're right. I was completely wrong. I really was. We got paired up. I got paired up with two other guys. So there was three of us that were supposed to do a project. We were supposed to make a big poster. And I was excited because I got paired up with the two dudes who were the best artists. So I was like, this is going to be a cakewalk. And then the next day I got sick and I missed the class. So when I came back the following day, he said... The project was done. I didn't do any of it.
And
he
said,
and he said, you got to do it on your own now. And I said, but I'm on their project. And he said, no. So I got very angry. And then I started making prank phone calls to him.
What kind of prank phone calls? Wasn't it great when you can make prank phone calls and nobody had caller ID?
Awesome.
That you have to miss that. Don't okay boomer me on that. That was cool.
No, that was
The only people that can do it are, you know, the Social Security.
Yeah, boiler rooms.
They're the only good prank callers. India.
I remember one particular time I had called and said that I was with a magazine called, like, Barely Legal Pornography or something. And shut up.
Good one.
And I asked him if he wanted to renew his subscription. His wife answered the phone.
Oh.
You said it to her?
It was silly, but at the time...
Are they still married?
I think so. At the time...
Could have caused a divorce, Brandon.
I apologize. Now, looking back, I mean, he knew it was me, because ultimately when he became the dean, every time I was in trouble, man, I was always in detention. I was always suspended. So.
You know, you were such a troublemaker.
I wish babies could have the same sort of teacher, the same sort of friend.
He was a good teacher, Brandon. For civic. I loved his class, but I really did, because I'm a huge history buff. But he kind of clashed with my group of friends. I have another buddy who, on graduation day, this guy almost forced him to not be able to walk because he was wearing shorts and sandals. And so he was just always kind of messing with
shorts and sandals.
Yeah. Well, but it looks like he's become a doctor since then.
He was going to graduate and walk in shorts and sandals.
So he had already graduated, but during the the ceremony.
I got to side with the doctor.
I'm with the dean.
Really? So if you my buddy
shorts
showed up
sandals?
With shorts
it's kinda
and sandals.
Kind of classless.
Shorts and sandals.
I'm big on dress
high
codes.
High school graduation.
Yeah, but you're walking across that stage.
Isn't everybody else wearing something nice?
I do not want him coming out on stage unless he's hard.
I don't know. I think I had slacks and nice shoes, but...
Slacks?
I don't know. Either way, continue. I apologize for the derailment. It appears that since our rivalry, since our feud...
Good one.
He's become a doctor.
He's on TV.
I don't think he can write prescriptions.
The players after the game.
Who's grown more, Brandon or him?
But
he's on TV.
Community school district superintendent Dr. William Calmer, who was there,
Calmar.
Says that's not the case, at least from his perspective.
While there were jeers and taunts, I did not necessarily
something
hear
you're used to
anything that I would consider to be racial epithets or racial slurs. I'm not saying they didn't happen. I'm just saying that we don't have evidence of it.
Dr. Calmer and both jeers the principal as well as the athletic director all agree that there were some agitators among the Almont crowd, but if any are proven to have used racial slurs, they'll face major consequences.
If they're members of our community that poured gasoline on the fire, so to speak, we're working to identify those, and we find out.
Why is this
Did you know him?
Why is his mic not as good as the guy sitting next to him, Brandon's nemesis?
Because he's a big shot. He's on TV.
And for the record,
this guy's on TV
I do not
too.
Consider Bill Calamar my nemesis anymore. We've moved on.
Does he know that?
I don't know. Maybe I'll call him later.
Oh, really?
Prank call him?
Where are you going to say you're from?
Apologize for the phonies.
You are fake news.
You should prank call him for old time's sake.
They're going to be banned from our campus in any event.
Ooh.
Good one.
And we're also told there was a lot of back and forth going on by way of social media between the both of these schools. But both of these districts are handling an investigation regarding this incident. Reporting live on the east side, Victor Williams, Local 4.
Victor, is it any indication that this is going to be reported to the Michigan High School Athletic Association?
Ooh!
What a nothing.
Well, I'm hearing that the Detroit Public Schools Community District, they are making records of all of this, and they're going to be sending all of that on to the Athletic Association.
Yeah. All right. Victor, keep us posted.
They just did the Storks there, that great video.
Glad Victor's going to hang out there and keep us posted.
You know he's not.
I know.
He's already home.
Oh, my God. So it sounds like some bad sport parents being, how dare anybody subjecting my kid to something?
And it sounded like
N-word!
It sounded like some puffed up band members, too.
Are we really going to buy that the band members were taunting the
football
players
it.
And they couldn't take it?
I believe it.
The world has reversed itself.
It did sound like the band chants were upsetting to the Denver.
Yeah, but they also chanted, know the rule book.
Wait, so you're going to get in a fight with a guy? Isn't that something they chant during the game when the other team gets a penalty or something?
I don't know. They were too close. Almont band member Trevor Forsyth said a Denby player shoved him during those chants. So he could have been chanting right to his face. I mean, in college, we've seen it when they rush the field or the court. We've seen players strike back.
Yeah.
And fans get in their face. You don't know. Sports are dumb sometimes. That's what makes them great.
Okay. So these are comments from Denby fans?
Oh, that's a mixture. I think it goes back.
Okay.
That's just printed out from the story online.
Nancy says, the refs called the game with 3 minutes to go due to safety reasons. That should say a lot about Denby and a lot about their sportsmanship. Chantel says, one thing about all this, if Almont's coming to Ford Field, they're definitely coming to the right place to try and start that racist BS. The D don't play. They will tear the place down if they mumble any type of negative words.
All racist.
Same place, same race. Now try it in the D if you bad.
I guess that's a hate crime, right?
Try it in the D if you bad. It'd be your bad. If you are bad, right? If you are bad. If you bad.
Who knew? New York is such a linguist at the same time as a fashion expert.
Well, I think if you're threatening.
I'm going to get racial here. I'm going to get racial.
Nancy says, talk about sore losers. And what about all the illegal stuff Denby was doing during the game? In the article, it says that the refs even stated that Al Munch showed great restraint and never said anything about all the illegal hits that Denby's were doing. And some Denby players were even celebrating the illegal hits on the Al Munch players.
I'm not a racist. That's what's so insane about this.
Dannon says, having some experience in Elmont, having read the comments here, I have absolutely no trouble at all believing this.
I'm not a racist.
Kim says, you have failed to mention since the game, Denby's been on social media threatening Elmont at the Ford Field. At the Ford Field? At the Ford's Field? Would that have been better?
That's even better.
How is that sportsmanlike conduct? How they behave before, during, and after the game is disgusting.
Yeah, throw a flag on them now.
David Yates says, it's Elmont, Michigan. They've been like this for years. A friend of mine moved there, and his son was on the football team, and he was beaten up because he was new on the team.
Whoa. Oh, they're full of bullies,
just because he was
too.
New, they beat him up?
Yeah. Yeah, they don't take kind.
Yeah, there's initiations in Elmont.
They don't take kind of outsiders.
When I got there in kindergarten, they had to beat me in.
Isn't that...
Oh, you were Sexton. What are you talking about?
Wait, that's, what do they call it? Like the fraternities. The
hazing.
Yeah, just hazing. Beat him up. Big deal. Come on. Baba says, as an immigrant family who's lived in Elmont since 2012, I have never seen anything towards me and my family that would affirm the so-called racism that is being thrown around on social media.
I love, by the way, that we just take these people's words for all of it. Like, he really from there. Really,
do we know that
there.
Baba Jab is really an immigrant?
Do we know
immigrant?
He's a real person?
No.
No, of course not.
Amanda says, same old Elmont. Never saw it any other way. Shameful. It's always been that way.
I think you're more of a racist than I am.
And then Janie, why are all these chicks checking it? No dudes?
Probably because they're all fake.
Janie says, too bad you can't post photos on the thread because I have tons of screenshots of both Denby threatening violence against Elmont this Saturday at Ford Field. Maybe Channel 7 needs to report both sides.
Elmont, I'm worried for everybody.
So scared going into Ford Field.
The Ford's Field.
Yes. Wow, that's intense.
I wish them luck, though. I hope that they win the state championship. Just because.
Are you
going to
go there and jeer the Denby people who are jeering the Elmont people?
I have a lot of friends that were at that game. I haven't personally talked to them, but you know, I have family that is on the dance team there. And
really?
Yeah, well, I didn't know you had so much dancing in your family.
Yeah, it's. It's in the genes.
Wow. Good for you. Okay. So Detroit School of Rock and Pop Music. Sherry sent me some new copy today. She says that I asked how's business. She said, we're cobbling together a decent living.
Cool.
Because they provide exciting and motivating music lessons and experiences with Detroit's finest professional musicians. They want to awaken the rock star in you. They're looking for adults who want to learn how to play an instrument or who already play, but you got nobody to jam with. Adult scholarships are now available via the Dave Lonzo Memorial Scholarship Program. How cool is that? Scholarship? Yeah. Gift certificates are also available, so you can give the gift of music this holiday season. Playing music is always on someone's bucket list or one of their New Year's resolutions. As always, stop practicing, start performing, and start rocking now! Call the Detroit School of Rock and Pop at 1-888-988-ROCK or visit us online at www.detroitschoolofrockandpop.com.
Start rocking now!
Did somebody play Goodbye Shit School?
Yeah, yesterday.
She yeah. laughed at that.
Yeah. Speaking of rock and pop, the update on the Twitter poll.
Yes.
Do you know one guy that likes the Jonas Brothers? 89% no, which I think might be the highest one. But lots of people.
11% of guys like the Jonas?
No, 11% of people know a guy, so they could all know the same guy. But which in this case might be Maz. There's a lot of speculation that Maz likes them.
Should we call Maz and find out?
Yeah, that thought popped
in. So then
my head.
Kennedy wrote on here. She goes, I don't like this poll right away. So she said that I text her and she said, I mean, they play 3000 and Burning Up at the frats sometimes. I guess those are songs. People like the nostalgia when they're drunk.
So the dudes actually like the Jonas Brothers at frats at Butler University, because that does not bode well for Butler University.
Look at it this way.
When they're drunk.
A few years back, I don't know, maybe 15, 20 years back, you would have probably said, what dudes like the Backstreet Boys, right? Well, take a look at that movie. What was This Is the End, the Seth Rogen, James Franco movie. Oh, yeah. The entire ending was an ode to Backstreet Boys by dudes.
I know.
So I'm saying that kids
get a room
that
with the Backstreet Boys. Jeez.
Well, I don't like the Backstreet Boys, but defending I feel
them, wrong generation. Hates Green Day, loves Backstreet Boys.
Well, hate Green Day. I love Green Day before they went soft. Oh. Listen to that whole Warning album and tell me you love to rock out to it and headbang to it. It'll change your entire.
I just know a band can evolve over time. Not every album's going to be great.
I'm sorry.
I'm not going to cut them off after three albums.
I'm still sour grapes.
I didn't do it for Weezer, who got bad after Pinkerton.
Can I see the phone?
Brian's becoming a real lightning rod in this show.
He's got a lot of issues.
So Kennedy, Kennedy wrote back too. She said specifically Sigma Nu. So I kind of want to call Sigma Nu at Butler just to ask.
Oh, that is,
that's appalling. We could say they've been reported for playing Backstreet Boys or Jonas Brothers.
You have to admit that while you're drinking, your music tastes do change.
Not to Jonas Brothers. Hall Financial Hotline is open. Yes. If you want lower payments, better options, more personal attention, call Hall Financial 248-308-5000. If you want to refi and save money for the, next 25 years, every month, you might want to think about a refi. First home, dream home, take money out of your home.
4 years.
Go to drewandmike.hallfg.com or click the link on our website, fill out the online form, they'll get back to you pronto. Hall Financial. You won't be disappointed. NMLS number 1467435.
Do these look like Joe Bro fans from Sigma Nu?
Oh, they do. Oh, my God.
They look like the Joe. Oh, she said everyone's on break. No one's on campus.
What's up for Maz?
Hugging it out hard.
This guy looks like he's a Joe Bro. Oh, this guy, too. Wow.
Yeah.
This one soft fret.
Man.
They were not beaten. They were hugged in. Dumb.
Now, what can Maz possibly be doing?
Nothing. He's got nothing going on.
Hi, you reached Tom Basaway.
Sorry, I missed your call. Later.
Leave me a message and I'll try you right back. Thanks.
At the tone,
it's about
sports. Please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Maz, we just needed to get a quick question and answer.
About Michigan, Ohio State.
If you want to call us right back. Thanks. He's trying to get a Spielman.
Oh, cool.
For tomorrow. To no avail, though. Chris is only available in the morning.
Oh, really?
I know. Bum me out. Huh. Maybe next week.
Next week.
Sigma Nu. I can't believe a 20-year-old guy would like the Jonas Brothers.
What's his name?
Soul Patrol?
That Soul Patrol likes him.
What do you see around him? Nothing but girls.
It's all girls.
That's Taylor. What's his name?
Soul Patrol.
His name, though.
I can't think of his
name. My mom met him at the Champions Club.
I know. He was hitting on our intern.
Oh, so this explains it. Sigma Nu.
Taylor Hicks, yeah.
Sigma Nu's values are summarized as an adherence to the principles of love, honor, and truth.
Just like the Jonas Brothers.
Unlike the Pikes at Bowling Green or Sig Apps, where all the rowdy ones, maybe the Sigma Nu guys are
sensitive. Love.
It's really
they're woke.
Really
soft.
Sigma woke Nu.
There's so much softness coming up in the world. It really concerns me. I mean, band member Chance.
Yeah, but look how tough the band is, right? So the yin and the yang.
Yeah, but that's the world turning itself on end.
In a football team's face. So everybody's equal. They're getting in the football player's face.
Well, we'll see.
The cheerleaders will be getting in everybody's face.
I'm sure this will all be resolved to everyone's satisfaction, by the way.
Oh, of course. Of course.
Is there any... By the way, I love how this story is such a huge story.
It's got everything,
It does, I know.
And it's got good video.
Why is that... Why do these silly stories always, it seems if there's anything involving race, it becomes a gigantic story. In fact, I saw the Myles Garrett story is still going because his teammates are saying that they believe him, and Jason Glazer, Jay Glazer is pushing that, the Browns players all heard this right after the game. They just didn't say anything.
Hmm.
And Mason Rudolph is going nuts, saying this is absolute crap. So this guy is being labeled a racist.
Yeah, but he's got the NFL support behind him.
I know, but it seems to me if saying the N-word is so bad that you have to be canceled forever, shouldn't accusing someone falsely of saying it also have some kind of consequence? I mean, that's a big deal. People are going to remember this.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't really think so. I'm not going to think of Mason Rudolph as, oh, that's that racist, just because one guy said it.
Well, his teammates are saying that they believe him.
What, the Pittsburgh teammates?
No, the Browns teammates are saying they believe Myles Garrett.
Yeah, because they're on his team.
So that's okay to falsely accuse someone of being racist?
So Pittsburgh's going to just, well, yeah, we love this racist.
I just don't know why Myles
Garrett. If Brandon called somebody the N-word, I would not say, I don't believe he did it because I like Brandon.
Are you kidding? In these tribal times we live in?
No, I just stay out of it. If I didn't know, if
why
I didn't hear
Myles
it firsthand.
Garrett, after the game, post-game, when he was apologizing to the cameras over and over, why didn't he say it then?
Because it's not true.
Why did he wait a week?
Because then he got suspended.
I don't know why. There's no, I mean, it sounds to me like it's bullshit because the league investigated it.
Yeah.
And they said there's no evidence. And I don't know what microphones they have or they don't have.
I guess nobody was mic'd up on the field.
Jay Glazer seems to really want to push this story, by the way.
Yeah, because it gets clicks.
Yeah, don't worry about what really happened.
Or the fact that everybody's fighting with everybody is good for somebody. Yeah.
I know.
Who is this helping that everybody fights everyone? Generations, sexes, races, all hate each other.
No one can just turn the other cheek anymore. Everyone, you have to punch back. You just have to.
Mm-hmm.
And... unfortunately, I meant to read the story earlier because we really haven't talked about this. Charlie's whole show is not his whole show, but a good portion of his show is about the Detroit officer who was murdered, Rasheen McClain.
Oh, yeah.
This story is so bad because this guy was called on a standoff, and he and his partner go to this house. There's a guy inside. Won't come out. I forgot what he did. I don't know if he assaulted somebody.
He shot up the house, I thought.
Well, that was a long time ago. That was 2 weeks before that. He'd been in two other shootings between shooting up the house and when these cops showed up.
No more guns for you.
Oh.
I mean, come on, man.
I know. That's what's incredible about the story.
Even without killing
a
cop.
Rasheen McClain, the officer, calls for backup, and two other cops arrive, and they can't seem to get this guy out of the house, so they enter the house. They clear the main floor. They clear the second floor. He and his partner are walking out of the basement, and the guy just jumps out and shoots them on the stairs.
Yeah. He's lying in wait.
Apparently, he has tactical training, too. I don't know what weapon he was using, but this guy knows his way around guns, and he killed one of the police and shot the other one. And so then we find out that, first of all, this guy, on the previous Sunday, had shot two people. And I think were both of them killed? He shot two people the Monday before killing the cop, and he shot two people on Sunday before Monday.
Yeah.
And then 2 weeks before killing this cop, he shot up that house. His girlfriend apparently lived in that house or spent time there, and he went to the door, and a relative would not let him in because he's trouble. So what does he do? He shoots up the house.
Yeah, total
and
piece of shit.
They called the police and said, hey, this asshole shot up the house, blah, 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 blah. Well, what do you know? The guy's on probation. He just got out of jail, and he's on probation, and he shot up a house. Does anybody revoke his probation? No. Does anybody find him, pick him up? No. So what does he do? He shoots two people on Sunday, two people Monday, kills a cop the next week.
Yeah. And it's all over his ex-girlfriend, all of it.
Have they not released his name?
The officer or the shooter?
The officer's name is released. Yeah. It's Rasheen McClain. He's 28 years old. I know that. What, are you having trouble finding it?
Oh, I haven't been able to find it for days. I've been looking and looking.
Yeah, I don't know, but he's in custody. In fact, you know what? After he shot these two cops, he ran out of the house, shot at the cops who were outside, who shot at him, hit him. He ran around the block.
They believe it was suicide. He wanted to do suicide by cop.
He ran around the block, and they apprehended him. And that's where that is. Two cops were shot in Monroe, by the way.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
That was earlier. I think that was last week.
What was the situation there?
Oh, it's so stupid. I mean, so many of these are so stupid. This is a 40-year-old guy who has an apartment, and he's arguing with the janitor over pest control.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
So the cops, somebody calls the cops. In fact, there's a 911 call they were playing. I think they were playing last night. They call the cops. One of them does. The cops show up, and the guy who is in the apartment, apparently using the pest control the janitor didn't want him to use, he shoots the two cops.
Yeah.
The fuck?
Mm-hmm.
And there was another stupid story. I said last night, it may have been Saturday night, about a stepson, stepfather and his stepson shooting at each other. They were outside an apartment or townhouses or something, shooting each other.
Okay, what was that argument about?
I don't know what it was about, but the mother, the wife and mother of the son, stepson, her son, came out and she got shot.
That's what
ended the shootout.
She was, okay?
Yeah, she's okay. I mean, she was shot, but I guess she's going to be okay. Hey, the Hokies are beating Michigan State. Partial score. Never thought I'd do that.
I was really reluctant to put it on. I didn't want to, you know, distract you.
No, it's okay.
But I wanted to watch it. So.
Basketball.
Television, y'all.
So, you know, all this stupidity going on.
Yeah, fun stuff.
Hey, do you guys think Bloomberg is going to be a big deal?
Nope.
Running for president?
Well, you really don't. I do.
I kind of do.
Just because of the money he's going to flood and the name recognition.
It's going to be, you're going to see so many commercials about this guy. The biggest flood of political commercials possibly ever. No, they're saying ever. Not even possibly ever.
They've already started on nightly news.
Oh, have they?
Oh, yeah. I saw him last night. Mm-hmm.
Really? The guy that wanted to take away big gulps.
Slurpees.
Yes, that's the man.
Yeah, that's why there's name recognition.
Yeah, people recognize the name for being a jerk.
By the way, he takes a lot of credit for 9/11. I thought Rudy Giuliani was the 9/11 hero. Is this stolen valor? He was the mayor. He was elected mayor in 2001. Probably that would have been 2 months after 9/11 because it was early November, right?
Yeah.
Is that stolen valor?
Yeah.
It seems like Giuliani the hero. I mean, let's not take more away from Giuliani. He's already destroyed 99% of himself.
Either one. How much?
Freaking Giuliani!
Actually, took the mob down too. Giuliani. Think of how much people used to think of Giuliani.
It's just utterly amazing how much he's switched.
Oh, man.
Tom Maz is calling. Great.
Okay, this is good. Is Thomas A. Maz away?
This is he. Hi, Drew.
How you doing, Maz?
I'm good. How are you?
What are you doing right now?
Trudy and I feel snubbed. You didn't say hello.
Yeah.
Hi, Mark. Hi, Brandon.
Hello.
Hi, Trudy.
Hi, Maz.
Zeus feels snubbed. You didn't say hello.
Joey.
He's really pissed.
I love you, Joe.
Oh, geez. He gets a love.
I love you.
Hey, now everybody else is pissed because they didn't get love.
It's a makeup acknowledgement.
that's my guy.
Maz.
We were in the office. Sorry, man. We were in the doctor's office. Sorry.
Oh.
Did you see the call coming? Because usually if anything happens on your phone, you know it immediately.
Yes, I saw it coming, but I couldn't answer it because the doctor was in the room.
Why were you in the doctor's? Is it for you or someone else?
It was for Maddie. Maddie had her ear checked. She had an ear infection.
Oh,
gross.
Wow. Boy, your kids are really having some...
Don't worry. Thanks for asking. She's okay.
Right. Have you thought about getting your vents checked out in the house or anything? I mean, it seems like there's a lot of illness hitting the family.
That's a good dude. Maybe I will. Anybody out there that has vent protection, give me a call. Let me know.
Yeah, I saw a scam about a company that would claim they were cleaning your vents and that everybody in the house was getting unhealthy, and they charged like $5,000 and then they didn't do anything. They had a hidden camera.
Great.
But just saying,
great.
I mean, that's what made me think of it. Anyway,
good idea.
So hopefully Maddie's okay.
She is. Say hi to Maddie. Say hi.
Hi.
Hey, Maddie.
Hi, Maddie.
Are we in speakerphone?
Yeah, you're in the car.
Oh, okay. You should inform people in case. Yeah. I mean, what if we said something?
Sorry.
What if we said something horrible about Maddie
that she's never heard before?
I don't think she'd be bothered by it. She's good.
okay, but she's definitely going to respond to this question because we want to ask you. And Maddie can answer eventually, but we wanted to ask you specifically if you are a fan of the Jonas Brothers.
I saw your Twitter poll. I swear I almost said, yes, I am a man, and I don't mind the Jonas Brothers.
What, you don't mind, or you're a fan?
I'm not a fan, but I don't think they're that bad.
If they're playing across the street, would you go over and watch them?
Yeah. Sure.
If they're playing two blocks away, would you go watch them?
Yeah, I'd go see them.
But you have to pay for the tickets.
No.
It's only two blocks away.
Tom's real weakness.
Yeah, but somebody will give you a pair. Would you go?
Yeah, if I could use my my Drew and Mike pass, I'll go.
To exercise the pass.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, I don't know if I call you a fan, but you like them more than anybody here does.
Well, that's for sure. I mean, they're not bad, but what's their latest song, Maddie? What's that Jonas Brothers song?
I'm not sure. I don't really listen.
Oh, you don't?
Wait, you like Tom them? Maddie doesn't?
I'm like some...
Maddie!
It's Sucker, by the way.
Maz, you like the Jonas Brothers more than Maddie?
I guess so.
Do ask F Maddie if your other daughters like the Jonas Brothers.
Yeah, does Abby and Lily like them?
I mean, we like certain songs. We don't like listen to like every album and stuff.
I think they're playing Sucker for you right now.
Maddie, who's your go-to band right now, or group, or artist?
I don't really have one. I just listen to songs.
What about Billie Eilish? Do you like Billie Eilish?
Not really.
Maddie, check out Megadeth. Have Dad get you a Megadeth CD.
Gosh, yeah, right.
It's not on TikTok. If it's not on TikTok, she's not listening.
Okay.
So she didn't watch the American Music Awards last night?
No.
No, none of us did.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah, it wasn't on TikTok.
Maz was watching football.
What did we watch?
Yeah. You know Maz was watching the game.
We watched the Polar Express. It was a family movie.
Oh, cool. Is that family night?
How far in did you fall asleep, Tom?
I would rather...
Good stop, Brandon. Good stop.
Hey, Tom, serious question. What mayor gets more credit for 9-11? Because I know, you know, that 9-11 means a lot.
Rudy
over Bloomberg?
Oh, God, yes.
Do you think it's stolen valor that Michael Bloomberg saying he helped rebuild New York after 9-11?
He is.
No, I completely disagree.
Okay.
He was the mayor 2 months later.
I understand that. Okay. It was all Rudy.
Were you a Stop and Frisk fan, Maz?
Say it again?
Were you a fan of Bloomberg's Stop and Frisk policy?
No, I don't like it. I didn't like him stopping the soda either.
Remember the sodas. Yeah. Oh, yeah. 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 Okay, cool.
Tom, do you know someone that owns a bowling alley up in Almont?
I sure do, and believe me, I've been talking to him.
Is he a racist?
He's not.
No.
But I will tell you, you remember back on 105 Wednesdays, the Almont people got mad at me?
Yeah, they hate you.
Yeah, what was that? Explain that.
Wait, it sounds like they're sensitive, man.
Wait, what was that story all about?
It was these Almont, we were playing Almont in volleyball.
Ooh.
And the parents were obnoxious.
The parents were?
The parents, they were obnoxious.
So were they too
into? I swear to you.
Were they too into the game?
Oh, they were just, you know, it's a kid game. And they're like yelling at the kids when our kids were serving. And it was horrible.
Were they spitting on any of your players?
No, there was no spitting.
Did you have any minority players on your team?
Yeah, we had a couple of minority players.
Were there any N-words flying around?
Not that I heard. No, I don't think so.
Did you hear about the Almont-Denby football game?
Of course.
Okay.
Of course.
Okay.
I could not.
So what's your analysis of him, Maz?
Well, Denby was absolutely getting massacred, first of all. And
yeah.
Who the hell knows what's going on the field between the players? But I'm sure there was an expletive here and there going out on both sides. I guarantee that.
Yeah, because the Denby's, a lot of the people are commenting that the Almont players are going to get it when they come to Ford Field.
I know. You know what? It's kind of that's kind of unnerving. You know, they're coming down to Detroit, and who knows what they're going to be.
Nothing's going to happen. They'll be fine.
Maybe they can get Secret Service protection.
Perhaps. Perhaps they could.
It's pretty likely.
It is. Very likely.
All right, Maz. So where are you and Maddie heading? I'm sure you got a million things to do.
Well, we're heading home. I have a little dinner here in a few minutes.
Mm-hmm. Did you get tickets for Ohio State, Michigan?
No, we got
pair of Lion tickets. Obviously, we would love to have a lot more than that. But
I heard you were asking around for them.
From Jersey. Yeah, the family comes in from Jersey.
Oh, okay. So did you plan ahead and get a bunch of tickets, or were you just asking other people for them?
No, I was asking other people.
My friend has some extras if you want them.
Oh, great.
Just go online and go to StubHub.com. He'll hook you up.
Okay, good.
you like that a lot more than I thought you were going to like.
If they were $25 each, I would have bought.
True. Okay.
How many Lions tickets do you have so far?
I have two good seats.
And how many?
Where's everyone else sitting?
How many total Mazaway family members are need tickets?
We need seven more.
How many feelers do you have out there?
I got about 20 feelers out there.
Oh my god! Wow. America's guest.
Any luck?
No luck this year. I guess the team is doing so well, people want to go see him.
Yeah. So what? You're just going to have to go with one person?
Well, no, I'll let my brother-in-law and sister go. You know, it's not a problem.
Really?
I think you might have luck after reading Jeff Seidel's column today.
Yeah.
In the Free.
Yeah. I'll be there, right? Yeah.
What did he say, Drew?
He wants them to boycott Thanksgiving because the Lions suck so bad. Like, that's the only thing that's going to help them fix it. Sending a message, which we've heard this for, 30 years, 40 years now. Don't go to the games. No, why am I going to ruin my Thanksgiving because the team sucks?
Exactly. Go Bloody Marys.
I have to admit.
Built-in excuse not to be around to cook.
If I added up all the money I've spent on Thanksgiving tickets and looked at the score of each game, I would be pretty pissed.
That's fine, but do you make a decision to do that event with your friends?
Yeah, no, we always have fun.
It's not based on how shitty the team is.
No, it'd be nice if they won more often.
Yeah, of course.
Man. Back in the day, before kids, my sister would come in, her friends would come in. We'd all go to the game. Back then, it's easier. You buy tickets. That was great. The Silverdome
was very
affordable. Yeah. It was very affordable.
Yeah.
The Silverdome.
Well, there were 30,000 extra seats, right? Yeah. 25,000?
Yeah, and they had the bleacher seats, which were down on the low tier. Remember those?
Yeah.
They were great seats. $15 they were.
Wow.
$15.
So you splurged and got the $15 tickets for your relatives?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
You were in the press box?
No. I sat down with them. Oh, yeah. I was in the press box a couple of games, but I sat down in those seats. I loved them.
How was the food out there at the press box?
Oh, the Silverdome food was always great, especially Thanksgiving. You know, they have the Thanksgiving dinner up there. It was really good.
Wow.
So those days, did you have two Thanksgiving dinners then? One at the game and then one when you got home?
Yes, of course.
Who has the best layout of any stadium you've ever been to?
The Palace was the best by far.
Yeah, they were classy.
By far. Oh, yeah, they're class. They were always class. Mr. Davidson was the best. The best.
We miss Mr. D.
We do.
All right, Maz and Maddie, good talking to you. Thanks for the data on the Jonas Brothers and all the other stuff. And we'll see you tomorrow.
All right. We're looking forward to it. Have a great night, guys.
Okay, Maz. We'll see you.
Zooves.
How perfect that he likes him more than his daughter.
He likes Twink Rock.
It's non-offensive. It's...
Is Timberlake Twink Rock? Kind of in that.
Ooh, that's he does he move in the into the R&B territory?
He's R&B. I liked him. Really.
I do too.
He has some decent songs
and some of his acting, but
did he just get busted cheating on his old lady?
Or holding hands with somebody who he said,
said they're practicing for a movie role.
She had her hand on his leg. A big deal.
And he also was holding hands with her.
But he's also married to Jessica Biel.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Big deal.
I'm not sure the Bielmeister would be too happy about that.
Oh, she's fine.
She might think that's a big.
Biel.
The Biel.
Bielmeister.
Can't handle a Jessica Biel today. How's he supposed to handle a Jessica Biel tomorrow?
I was reading, I don't know why I clicked on this. Well, I know why I clicked on it because I wanted to. It was like celebrity swingers. And it had all the couples that swing. And Timberlake and Biel were in there.
Really?
Biel were in there.
Biel. Right,
nice.
Yeah.
Really?
So maybe they swing. I don't know.
Was Thomas Middlechurch in there?
He was. Yes, he was.
He acknowledged he's a swinger.
You know who was number one?
Will Smith, too, right?
Will Smith and Jada Pinkett.
Who was
he likes watching dudes bang his wife.
Really?
I don't know. I'm just saying. Probably, I mean, if they does. Swing.
Probably does.
Wait. Let's see.
He's probably watching
Martin Megan Lawrence. Fox and Brian Austin Green.
Yeah, her weird thumbs.
Yeah, he likes seeing her take three penises at once.
Yeah. And his reaction is the same as his cameos.
Rachel Ray and John Cusimano.
Oh, yeah, because he likes hookers to spit on him, remember?
Oh, God.
That's true.
Franklin and Eleanor Roosevelt.
What?
Too bad nobody wanted to sleep with them.
Yeah,
she's a lesbian, though.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus and Brad Hall.
Whoa, really?
Really? It's hot.
Nice. Zac Efron and Vanessa Hutch. Are they even married?
No.
This one?
Timberlake and Beale.
Nice.
Bill and Hillary Clinton.
Oh, well, not just Bill.
I don't think those are really swingers. It's Bill just nailing chicks.
Tilda Swinton and John Byrne.
Ooh.
Really?
Yeah. What? I look at each one of them and wonder who gets...
Which one's female?
Who gets what where?
In the Beale situation.
Pink and Carrie Hart.
I can see that.
George Clooney in a mall.
What?
No way.
Really?
No way.
There was a...
Brangelina, so this is obviously old. And then finally, T-Pain and Amber Najum. Najum?
Well. Well.
Yeah. Swinging.
Does T-Pain sound like...
when he, yeah. When he orgasms? His orgasms are auto-tuned. Stupid. That's great.
By the way, when... What's Ozzy sang with Post Malone?
Post Malone, yeah.
Why did that song need Travis Scott in it?
To sell records, to get kids.
Okay,
to
so Ozzy's not on the song. He was just singing with him.
No, he's on the song. It gets played on, you know, pop stations.
What,
top 40 stations.
People isn't enough?
Well, no, but if you want to get played on a top 40 station,
Ozzy's not top 40.
No, I know. That's why they needed T-Pain.
Travis Scott's huge right now.
No, I know, but I don't understand why three people are singing on it.
To literally spread it around to more genre radio stations.
Okay. Yeah. So rock stations play it too?
No. Well, I don't know.
Look, Mark.
Well, we wouldn't know because nobody plays new music.
I was shopping the other day, and I went to go get some Reese's Puffs because it's good cereal. And it's now called Travis Scott's Reese's
Puffs.
Seriously?
That's great.
What?
I don't know if he buy Reese's.
Maybe.
He's on the cover of it.
It's really bizarre.
I know. I passed.
Wait, Travis Scott's. Is there some way to find out?
I went with Captain Crunch peanut butter instead.
Nice. Way better choice. I'm with you, man.
Wow.
What, did he come up with a recipe for Reese's Puffs so they credit him?
I don't know. I don't get it.
There must be something special about it.
I heard he's not allowed to eat them because the record company owns Reese's Puffs.
No, I like this.
He auto-tuned him.
He's auto-tuned, yeah.
So I like this, but it's Kelly's idea, so that makes me kind of queasy.
It is.
Yeah! You prayed on my every mistake. Waited on me to pray.
What?
Okay. Sounds like a number one hit to me. Is that Scoobity Bop? Did that come in there?
No, it was Murray Wilson. Oh. He produced it.
That is Murray Wilson, isn't it?
Looks so fine.
Oh my God!
He comes in so strong with that second. Bop.
Wait, which one? This one?
Since you put me down, boo dee ba ba dee dee ba dee da.
This one.
Put me down, baby, da ba doo dee da doo da da.
The first one's way better.
I love it.
Ba doo 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 ba dee dee ba dee da. Boo ba dee dee ba dee da.
Indulge me. I just want to play all four at the same
time. I mean,
time.
It's okay. The Beach Boys are in the studio, and Murray is in the control room over the doing that to the Beach Boys and telling him, Carl, you're flatting. And what kills me about that is that Brian, who's like...
I'm a genius, too. Let's go, huh?
Brian, who's like, what, 20, 21, 22?
Yeah.
He's making all these
musical
jokes ragging
genius
on Murray.
Yeah.
You guys think you're good? Let's go. Fellas, as a team, we're unbeatable. Let's go. You're doing wonderful out. Let's go. Forget it.
Listen to Brian.
I'll leave, Brian, if you're going to give me a bad time. Let's go. Let's go. I don't care if it does. Let's go. Come on. You got any guts? Let's see it. I don't care how many people
What a great pep talk.
We would like to record under an atmosphere of calmness.
I love you, Mercy. I love you.
We like to relax.
First of all, you should never have all these people here.
Second of all, who's they're not saying anything. You're the one who's talking.
From your heart. Carl, Dennis is fighting. Michael's fighting on his high notes. Al was tight. I try to give you tips, and you think because you've had a few hits, you got it made. Son, success is never comes easy. You have to fight for it all the time.
We're way more successful in him than Murray.
And son,
remember this.
By 50 miles.
You always have to fight for success because it comes from your heart. Success never comes from a phony singing for money. You have to sing from your heart.
Go tell Johnny Rivers that.
Ooh, sick burn.
Hey, respect your elders, Wilson.
Forget it. I'm sorry, dear. We'll never come to another recording session.
And then he just keeps going, right?
Yes.
He's trying to make him feel bad.
Bottom of your heart. When you forget to sing from your heart, you do it. But the other guys are coasting.
Why don't you go tell Dennis that? Or who's not singing for it? Who's not singing?
The guys are coasting. Tuck and I used to make one hit after another in 30 minutes. You guys take 5 hours to do it.
Times are
changing.
You
know why?
Times are changing.
Because you guys think you have an image.
Times are changing.
Don't ever forget.
Times are changing.
Yes. Honesty is the best policy, son. Right, Mike? You know what I'm talking about, Mike. We've had a business.
Oh, poor Mike.
You know, Michael,
you know what I
mean. He's just a cousin.
Yeah. Forget your image as a producer, dear. You can live for 200 years.
He's looking for any backup.
Okay.
Did you guys see me win that conversation?
Oh my God, is that great?
Rhonda, you look so fine.
Syncopated.
Syncopated. Syncopated.
Oh, man. And that asshole would sell their publishing for $700,000 in, I think it was 1969, and that publishing is worth, I mean, like 100, 200, 300 million dollars.
Can't they have their own songs?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, I think they should own their songs. Yeah, and they get arrested all the time trying to play them, too. It's ridiculous. It's crazy.
Yeah, you never hear the Beach Boys, any version of them playing
songs. No, never. They've never had a concert.
Fellas, I have 3,000 words to say. Quit screaming and start singing from your hearts, huh? Watch your oohs. Come in on the low notes, Mike. Carl, ooh, you're Come on. Dennis, you're flatting. Okay, Mike, you're flatting on your high notes. Let's go. Let's roll. So you're big stars. Let's fight, huh? Now loosen up and be happy. Forget the people in there. Turn the lights out in this room. Okay, fellas, you got any guts? Let's hear it.
That only 82 words.
He was ahead of his time. He should have been an American Idol.
Oh, great.
That's great for
coach.
That.
You can be the coach.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. They were promoting American Idol, by the way. Does anyone watch that anymore?
No, that's why they had to use the AMA to promote it.
So did you see that Harry Morton died?
Yes. Yeah. I saw that the Lindsay Lohan was very upset about it.
Oh, please. She was with him a long time ago. And you know she hated him, and he hated her. His grandfather started Morton Steakhouse. His father started the Hard Rock Cafe. And this guy founded the Pink Taco.
Yeah, huge, huge restaurant.
When he was 18? Yeah. Is that real?
I think so.
Really, his father had nothing to do with it?
Well, of course his dad did, yeah.
But anyway, so
merchandise was huge with them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm reading the story, and first of all, he owns the Viper Room. Mm-hmm. And then he just recently bought Elvis's Beverly Hills Palace, which they showed a picture of it. Oh, my God. It's in the most perfect location. The view's unbelievable. It's got this nice pool. Beautiful backyard.
Are his dad and grandfather alive?
I think his father is.
Father is?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. How he died.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was found unresponsive. Was it a drug overdose? Do we know?
I assumed it was.
I just read he was unresponsive.
Yeah.
I didn't say. But he was 38 years old.
Was it a result of the septoplasty that they performed, though?
Yeah, he had surgery Isn't that nose? Didn't you have nose surgery 2 weeks ago?
Straighten out your septum so that better airflow. And they say if the surgical instrument goes too deep, it can damage the base of your brain stem. So I know they're putting it back so far that
that's what they think happened?
Well, no, that's speculation.
Which could lead to death, yeah.
Because the story I saw said it would have happened a lot faster.
Yeah, you would think it would go.
Oh my God,
2 weeks or a week, but I don't know. You know, who knows?
That's crazy.
Who knows?
Probably get it?
Anyway.
Knows.
Wow, we had a hell of a team photo.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking, Joe. Brandon. But first, the Beverly Hills house, the Elvis place.
Yeah.
That's the famous house that had a two-way mirror in the pool house.
The one
where
he
Elvis
moved?
Would watch all the chicks undressing. And apparently the mirror had so much meaning to Elvis, they actually flew it on the Lisa Marie back to Memphis.
That's awesome.
They took it. They're going back to Memphis. They have to take the two-way mirror.
Well, yeah. It worked so well there.
What?
Come on.
I know. Isn't that just... Why
wouldn't
they buy
you?
A new one in Memphis?
Because this one worked really well. They didn't want to run the risk.
I think it had a lot of emotional value to the king.
He had great ideas.
For owning a restaurant, yeah, he did. He was so ahead of his time. For owning a restaurant, this guy's team photo is amazing. Lindsay Lohan, Demi Moore, post-Ashton. It would have been better if it was pre-Ashton, mm-hmm. but post. Britney Spears, Paris Hilton, Jennifer. You know, I'm looking at this list and I'm going, did these girls drive him to death? I mean, could you stand to be with this list of girls? Lindsay Lohan, Demi Moore, who was nuts after Ashton, yes, we know that. Yeah. Britney Spears.
Oh, he's nuts. Maybe Paris, he's got a type.
Paris Hilton, Jennifer Aniston, and Hayden Panettiere. She's kind of nuts, too.
Yeah.
Rumor Willis and Francesca Eastwood, which
Wait,
is
Clint's. Rumor Willis, too? Gross.
Rumor Willis. He had a mother-daughter team?
Whoa.
That was is, that at once?
Wow, I guess I didn't put that together. He was with Rumor in 07 and Demi in 2013.
There's speculation that Lohan infected him with whatever she has.
Oh, with her stinky, sweaty rotted
from
orange.
Within. That's believable.
Lindsay Lohan has got this.
We know.
Oh, my God. I can't imagine the tolerance this guy had to have to be with that list of chicks.
Very patient, man.
Lindsay Lohan, Britney Spears, and Paris Hilton. That's isn't that the triumvirate, the unholy triumvirate? Britney Spears, Lindsay Lohan, and Paris Hilton.
It is, yeah. And then those three always hang out for a while.
Yeah, that picture of the car.
Well, he had Kardashian, too. But he's not black.
And Jennifer Aniston seems like a big drag.
She's hot, man.
She is hot. I agree. She looks great. She's 12 years older than him.
She's still...
Hayden Panettiere.
She's hot, but isn't she kind of annoying?
I just heard her interviewed a few times for that new show.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Every time she says something, I feel cringy. Maybe it's that Mary Hart voice thing where someone's voice can make you have seizures.
Never seems to have anything, you know.
Substantive? No.
Yeah, interesting. Oh
my God. But Brad Pitt seems like a good guy, and Justin Theroux seems like a good dude.
I guess. I don't know.
Why couldn't she?
I just find her, in interviews anyway, find her
unlikable.
Troubling.
Plus, didn't she go to Amy Schumer's wedding? That's why. Didn't we decide that's why Justin Theroux broke up with her? Because he didn't want to go to Amy Schumer's wedding.
That's right. It was right before the wedding, and he didn't go.
Come on. I'm Team Theroux. His dong. His giant dong.
Then there was, does he have a giant dong?
Oh, we've talked about this a billion times.
I've forgotten. I don't like that, to track
there's
that
the
stuff.
Famous
I just
photo.
Know about the famous crank
show
of Don
the,
Johnson.
Show him, make him look at the famous picture of Justin Theroux's dong from The Leftovers.
Is it big enough to call... Jonah?
Yes, it absolutely is.
Jonah Falcon?
Any reason to.
So he can
By the way,
say
whenever you guys call Jonah Falcon, he's also he makes such a point to tell you how busy he is otherwise.
I think he's very busy on Sundays. I think that's his family day.
He never believes any measurement system other than the one
never.
That he claims that
he's... Besides that monster on Theroux while he's jogging.
He's the only guy that's ever had it measured, hard and soft.
Trudy.
Oh, nice.
Theroux's dong.
Oh, wow.
True, that's a great observation. And you're so right. He also...
You like what you see, huh?
By what standard and practices has his dong been certified at whatever...
On that HBO story, that HBO special.
He measured against his forearm.
Because he always asks who these other people are measured by. He never says who he is.
As if everyone has a notary public come over and measure their penis.
Well, they should. I mean,
they
want to beat him.
That way.
And every single freaking girl, they want to try and take a ride on the biggest in the world.
You know, the other person who's in Justin Thoreau's club is John Hamm.
Oh, I know.
Who likes to go jogging and wear tight pants so that you can tell.
John Hamm.
And then act like, what?
Why does he have to be so good at everything?
I know.
Without using a ruler, I'm longer than my forearm and thicker than my wrist.
He doesn't even measure with a ruler.
Thicker than my wrist. And why does he say put the whole foreskin over a door, like doorknob?
Like that's something anyone's ever attempted. That's
disgusting. I could envelop the entire doorknob with my foreskin.
Who wants to dock a doorknob? Gross. That makes no sense.
That's disgusting.
Don't ever open a door.
Why not say
house?
A baseball or something?
Like,
I know.
Do exactly. Feel like he's true. Walking around the house seeing what he can dock with?
Got a big one, it's the biggest one around. If you're lucky, I can show it off, and you can go to town.
He is his penis. He really is.
I know.
And it's funny you say that he always is busy, because he is so sensitive. Okay, about his penis size, if he's not number one, it's like the world's going to end. He will shoot himself if anyone ever gets a notary public and determines their penis is larger than his. That'll be the end. But when he did an interview, and this guy took pictures of him, and so anyway, we called him for some reason, probably to tell him somebody's bigger. It was when we were on Riff. And what else did we call him for?
Of course.
And he got really sensitive because we'd read this article, and he's like, by the way, that was my apartment. I was at somebody else's apartment. It's a mess. And so we start looking at the pictures, and it's like, look at all the shit in the background, and it's like, why is he saying this is someone else's place? Because in the article, they say, we went to visit Jonah. Yeah. And then he also says that, that picture's terrible. I look fat in the picture. He always thinks he looks fat.
Well, remember the porno that he was in, you know, the solo porno that we watched that one day?
What?
He was in
I don't remember watching that.
How the hell do you guys not remember that? Oh, I don't want to pull it up.
Sounds like you're watching it by yourself.
No.
A lot.
And you were there.
Over and over.
I really don't remember it.
All right.
But he's listening to the Jonas Brothers. Or no, was it? Wouldn't you say he liked?
Huh?
Never mind.
What, watching Jonah with the Jonas Brothers?
How often do you watch this, Brandon?
Bizarre.
We watched it on the show.
Are you sure?
Come on.
It doesn't seem like the history of the computer remembers it.
Trust me, there's going to be a bunch of listeners that remember that.
Okay.
I don't want to bring it up because it's gross. We watched it on the show.
Sounds like a Twitter poll. Did we ever watch Jonah Falcon beat off?
No, it's really bad. You don't want to.
Okay.
Yeah, you're right. We don't want to remember.
Did something happen?
What do you mean?
You said it's really bad. Was there an incident?
It's hideous.
It's just a graphic video of Jonah beating off and doing crazy things with his long dong.
Huh. Does he put it in his butt?
Yes, he takes it and folds it
That's
into
right.
his own butt.
I do remember that.
Well, now I'm kind of
we watched it, Mark. You were right,
I don't
sitting
remember
right
it.
There.
But now I'm kind of interested just for the science of it. I mean, that's pretty
amazing.
Amazing.
Absolutely.
Was his taint sunburned?
Who is this chick?
I don't know.
Someone on Instagram.
I'll show you. Trudy.
She takes a picture of herself. Trudy, I'm just warning you.
Okay.
This person is nude. It's a female.
No, there's no nudity in it.
She's on her back, and she's got her toes, like her fingers are holding her toes, and she's pulling herself up to sunbathe her
taint.
Her taint? Mm-hmm. Seriously? Did she say that?
I'm trying to find it here.
No. Was that a comment? No, there's a lot of comments.
You do not want to be sunburned in that area.
I wouldn't think so.
She claims you can't get sunburned there.
Oh, come on.
I'm just saying. What was her name?
Any skin can get sunburned.
Seems like she likes posting that picture, too, because it was posted at least a couple times.
She's done it a ton. Metaphysical Megan is her name.
I couldn't decide. Is she hot?
She's not ugly. How's that for
No, her? She's not.
Here you go, Trudy. Oh, she's got a new one, Drew, where she's nude on a rock. Here she is suntanning her taint.
Oh, jeez.
She wrote... Perineum sunning part 2. I was recently interviewed for an article on this, so I thought I'd share more. Perineum sunning is an ancient Taoist practice that originated in the Far East. I don't believe that for one second.
Well, how could you prove that it wasn't?
It brings prana or solar energy from the sun into the organs within the body, which strengthens the organs.
Hot, 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 hot,
Perineum sunning prevents against the leakage of chi or life force energy from the body.
Chi.
What are you talking about?
Your chi, man.
Whatever.
Your chi comes out your butt.
Apparently.
Otherwise.
And so there's some great comments. I got to find them.
Greetings, everybody. I want to talk about how you can use your sexual energy to create.
Get out of here.
And even create a business. So I'm currently in the process of four different projects or businesses that I'm
working on.
And I am utilizing my life force, my creative energy, my sexual energy. Why
just fucking do it?
To birth these projects into the material.
Oh my God.
This is everyone using their life force.
Jeez.
One comment here. It's what I, let's see. I need the vitamin D pose, as in dick. Vitamin D pose.
That's a comment.
Hilarious. No need for porn stars to bleach their buttholes anymore.
Just tan them.
Let's see. Come on, there's a bunch. She replies to a lot. Does a sun lamp work? I mean, it's like 20 degrees out. God, there were a bunch of funny ones earlier. Of course, now I can't find them.
I'm surprised she
doesn't the SPF block all the sun energy? She claims that you don't need it. The SPF is, poison for your body.
For your butthole, for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great if people just stop using SPF and stay out in the sun for hours and hours.
Well, shoving a light bulb up my ass give me the same effect? And she answered seriously back to that.
What'd she say?
No.
No, she said no, absolutely not.
If you're tanning your taint, I guess you would believe that someone would put a light bulb in their butt.
Who's going to see it?
Tanning your taint.
She probably thinks it's a Taoist thing, although... They wouldn't have light bulbs then when they decided on that.
No.
30 seconds of butthole tanning keeps the doctor away.
30? How long?
30 seconds. That's all
only
she said.
30 seconds?
That's not going to tan your taint.
It does nothing.
No.
It's not enough time.
She's done this a bunch, though.
Huh.
What's her page?
Metaphysical Megan.
Physical Megan.
Okay.
Where she is doing powerlifting. Neat. Yeah. She definitely loves her taint.
Do you guys like muscly women? Trudy?
Oh, I kind of wish. Not really.
No.
Hate that.
I don't like muscly men either, who are like super.
I know some chicks
ropey.
Love that.
Yeah, with veins popping out of everything. Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, yes, sir.
Wow. And I want to feel this guy's muscles.
I like like a guy who's well developed, has nice cut arms.
285 pounds of muscle.
But not that guy.
You don't want 56-inch
56-inch pants.
What about 20-inch biceps?
20-inch biceps.
You like people who are keeping their bods tight.
Yeah. Definitely. Well, I mean, if that guy can't put his arms next to himself, he has to always walk like...
Who, this guy?
All the big fucking muscle, man. Like a fucking rock, man. Yeah, just getting off of myself, man.
That's a little too
intense. Oh, God, it'd be so fucking big. This is one massive man.
What about you? I think I know the answer.
Muscly?
You should see me have sex with myself.
No.
I was what I was looking at today. Okay. I'll just avoid getting into what you would think we would talk about here. Mm-hmm. The Yankees today hired a female batting instructor.
Oh. For what? For what level?
She was really good at softball.
In minor leagues, I guess.
Okay. Well, good. Maybe she's qualified.
And first of all, she's hot, which I thought, well, that'll help her. And anyway, I looked her up. I'm like, I just have to know who this is. I want to know a little bit about her. So I'm reading about her. And turns out she's a big weightlifter. And she's a personal trainer. And she was at first, when I first saw her, I go, oh, she's really pretty. And then I saw her muscles and I was like.
Does she know how to swing a bat? I mean, do we know?
She played softball.
Well, that's a little different.
Kind of what I think.
Yeah, here's the only clip I could find of her from today.
Oh, God, it'd be so fucking big. Worshiping this big motherfucker.
Huh. She has
these huge nipples, man.
Here she is taking a cut.
Oh, wait, hold on.
I guess she whiffed.
She's got the locker room talk down.
Do it again. Can we play that audio again? Here comes another one.
Whoa. Nice shot.
Wow, she's raking. She's raking.
Whoa.
She is hitting each one.
Nailing BP.
You She's not striking out on any of these.
Shouldn't the hit come before them?
Oh.
Maybe, I don't know. The timing's a little harder. She's going to be able to swing them.
I thought it worked okay.
I got
anticipated. All right. Ridiculous. All right, one more time. Completely ridiculous.
Oh, sorry. Hold on.
One more time. Better. It's better.
Wow.
Well worth it. I went to check the Twitter poll, and someone sent me a screen cap of another tweet, and it's from the XFL.
Yeah.
They said, this 8 custom designed, team colored, X pebble covered, easy to grip, throw and catch XFL game balls. This is the XFL. This is not one XFL game ball. This is 8 XFL game balls. And it's got each logo for each team.
Yeah.
The first reply underneath from
Maz.
I want one for Christmas. 2 exclamation points, Santa emoji, gift emoji, football emoji. What the hell? Why would he want one, first of all?
Who is going to give him 9 tickets to the Lions game? Stub 9
Hub.
Tickets?
StubHub.
No, I know, but he's not going to buy them.
Of course not.
I just can't imagine asking 25 people for tickets to the Lions game.
He needs to cash in some quid pro quos.
But he's always on the other end.
From other people.
Oh, boy. Did you guys see that the...
I'm going to see how many 9 tickets you can get at the cheapest price.
There's a guy, 51 years old, and it's been determined that his biological father, who he never knew, was B.G. Maurice Gibb.
Yeah.
Who died in 2003.
Really?
At the age of 53. Yeah. But it's a weird story.
He's a singer,
He was given away for adoption in 1968, and the first thing I thought of was, wait a second, they had all kinds of hits by 1968?
Yeah.
Why? Well, obviously the mother didn't want to raise... It sounded like she was a groupie. And so...
Apparently she didn't realize the pressure she could have put on him at that point.
Well, actually she could have cashed in on him. Maybe. Because...
Did they do that then?
That's a good question because I don't really know.
I wonder.
Probably not. That seems like sort of a new phenomenon.
It was kind of more stigmatized back then, so...
Yeah. So this guy lives the first 35 years of his life with his adoptive parents... I mean, not with him the whole time, but I mean, raised by his adoptive parents. And in 2003, he finds out his mom is this woman named Patty Nolder. And, you know, when I saw Maurice Gibb, I thought, oh, well, he had a lot of hits by then. She must be hot. And she's pretty. She's very pretty. Anyway, Patty Nolder said, yeah, your dad's this guy from the Fleur-de-Lis. Which is like the Fleur-de-Lis. I mean, I've never even heard. I think I've heard of the name. I think they were a very minor band. So, apparently, this guy ends up getting the lead singer to give him a DNA test, which was negative. And then Patty Nolder's sister would be his biological aunt. She says, you know what? She was running the BG studio. She had a thing with Maurice Gibb. Why is she telling you about this other guy? And so he's like, oh, wow. And so he goes to Maurice Gibb's widow, and he says, I don't really want anything. I just want to know who my father is. He's not alive anyway. Yeah. And the widow's like, fuck you, no DNA. Why? Get out of here.
Well,
and
she didn't trust that he didn't want anything.
So he says he doesn't want anything. I don't know. Is he entitled to anything? Probably not.
Can you have someone sign something before you give him DNA? Say, I don't want anything or there's no claims?
Probably. I don't know. No, I don't. You know, that's a tough one. I don't know.
But it's like a DNA prenup.
So all this guy is able to do, yeah, it's a good idea.
Thank you.
All this guy is able to do is get facial recognition tests, and he's looking for DNA, you know, family DNA.
Whoa.
Anybody might be. And he's taken 3 facial recognition tests, and apparently these tests can be pretty accurate. They say there's a 95.2% chance that Maurice Gibb is his father.
Oh, wow.
Huh.
No, wild. Wow. I didn't realize facial recognition tests were that far along. Because I keep hearing, this Detroit story is they're
people.
So wrong, they're wrong all the time.
Yeah, they misidentify people all the time.
You know, that must be the day-to-day facial recognition.
Or from a distance, maybe?
Yeah, I don't know that much about it. But
you know, he talks like this?
Story.
Does he talk like
yeah,
this?
Yeah, what about a voice recognition?
Is he like, I think my dad was in the Bee Gees.
Every time he sings, he puts his hand over his ear, too. Even if he doesn't have
that would give it up.
Even if he doesn't have headphones on.
Hey, guys, I'm looking for my dad.
Is it bad that I love this song?
I think it's a great
song. It's not a bad song. They had a lot of good songs back then. I don't know why I liked Lonely Days. Lonely Days and Lonely Nights.
Lonely Days.
Lonely Nights. Lonely Nights. Where would I be without my woman?
That's pretty cool. That's a good song. I want to hear it now.
Boy.
This song is so soft.
Is Barry the last one?
Barry's the last one alive, yeah.
Okay. I remember the last time we saw him, he had a huge head.
He does have a huge head. Yeah, he's put on some pounds. The hand over the ear guy. The hand over the ear guy is dead.
Robin.
I like how this song builds.
Lonely days.
Lonely nights. Did one of them die? Was it a?
Let me know my woman.
Die of a fart attack? Was that?
Oh, you're thinking of fart failure.
Bummer's calling someone your woman. Does that have a? Something sounds
not very woke.
Doesn't sit well with me.
It's not very woke.
This is what Trudy's alluding to.
Yeah, my old lady.
Fourth Gibb brother, Andy Gibb, who had a solo singing career. He died of heart failure at the age of 30.
I see you.
My brother Andy farted.
My old lady got a tattoo on her tit. Looks great.
This was a big hit, wasn't it? I'm going to say it was number one.
This is their Beatles thing.
It does sound kind of Beatles.
Totally. Right? Here comes the sun.
Let's just start rocking. Here we go. We're going to rock now.
Hand claps.
Woman,
yay!
Lonely days,
lonely nights.
Where would I be without my woman? Lonely days, lonely nights.
It gets crazier at the end.
Thank God they let Andy on this track with his fart problem before he died of fart failure. The lyrics to this song, I just realized.
They actually used the Lou Gehrig microphone for that part.
Wow, that was great. Well done. What a good remix.
It's a pretty cool song.
God, holy shit.
Yeah, that was nice. Well, who says that rock?
Oh, it's too bad they put that mic so close to Andy's butt, so let him sing.
Yeah, let the little brother.
Oh, he could keep tempo, though.
Now, there was a fourth Gibb brother, Andy Gibb, who had a solo singing career. He died of heart failure at the age of 30.
You know, Maz.
After recording Lonely Days.
I hate to bring up Maz again. He's going to be here tomorrow, but. Andy Gibb had three number one hits in a row, and they're all terrible songs, horrible songs. And he did not die of
a broken heart.
Oh, my God. I don't know why it makes me mad when he says that, but it does. It pisses me off.
He kind of did because he did so much cocaine, it broke his heart.
Victoria Principle was very hot. She'd be a tough piece of ass to lose, but
this is
he didn't have to do the world supply of cocaine.
This song is so bad.
It's horrible. What shadow dancing?
This is shadow dancing.
Oh, this is shadow. We are shadow dancing right now. Yeah, shadow dancing. I love this. I love shadow dancing.
You got me looking at that heaven.
The shadow can get down.
What does it even mean?
I was telling you no lies, and I was loving you. When the words are said.
Maz loves this. He doesn't like this version as much, but
I think he actually likes this.
Takes a lot of skill.
Doesn't he like this one?
Yeah, he likes all these songs. No, this is a piece of shit song. He had a ducky fart.
This happy room would be this is terrible.
Trudy, were you here when we had the chicks farting online?
Yeah, I think I was.
You were, because we did that a couple days, and I wasn't sure. Would you laugh at chicks farting online?
I think this is the one. This is the one that we were talking.
You want me to fart? Put this big ass shit air right at you. Yeah, you want that? Smell that. Smell it.
I'm sure that all the preamble has to happen.
The preamble.
You just fart and let it
took
go.
Away, it took away from the fart, is that what you're saying?
It did. It took away from the simplicity.
Has any, okay, this is really weird. I didn't mean to go this direction, but I will.
The Constitution is a preamble. You equated that lady's ass to the Constitution.
Guys love preamble. A preamble to a fart is huge if you're a guy.
Butt Mike understood
getting
that.
Getting a room ready.
Butt Mike knew that.
Yes.
I mean, especially if you're trying to intimidate someone with it.
A little over-explaining.
A preamble huge.
Yeah.
Or a setup. Some kind.
Sexy.
Anyway, there was this scene. I had this movie on. I'm just watching the kitchen. I just happened to look up at it. And it's Denzel Washington and Marky Mark.
Okay.
It's a movie I'd never seen before. I don't think it was a big movie. But anyway, the weirdest thing was I just happened to look up because I saw those guys and I'm like, oh, Denzel and Marky Mark. I'll leave this on.
It's called Two Guns.
Never heard of it.
Okay, so anyway, I look up and they're shoving this guy in the trunk of a car. And the trunk is open and Marky Mark like takes his hand and cups his ass, farts, and throws it in the trunk and then shuts the trunk. And I was like, oh my God, I can't believe I just looked up at that.
Wow.
Did you see that scene, Brandon?
I'm going to bring it up right now.
Really?
Yeah, it's on there. You got it. Yeah.
I don't know if it's going to be good quality.
It was really funny. I rewound it and watched it again twice.
The same county. And
that's terrible quality. Hold on a second. Geez. Let me see if there's a better one first.
No. Now, who is who's trying to keep Denzel down in this movie? Because...
Is what? Like,
the hallmark of all of his movies is that it's Denzel against somebody.
True.
Against, you know.
You know, I swear, if Denzel's in a movie, I'll usually like it.
I love it. I almost do.
Here we go.
Sorry, it's the best quality.
Yeah, hey.
I'm going to fucking kill you both.
This might take a while. I got all day, partner. Hold on. Let me put that in there with you.
It's a cup of soup.
Oh, that's great. Wow, I have more.
I didn't know other
people. I admire him more.
I think
now.
My brother and I used to throw farts at each other.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't realize that was so common.
I guess they talk about it in this interview. I just can't find the part of the interview.
Huh. About fart chucking?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, for sure. The Wahlbergs did it to each other.
Oh, God, yeah.
I mean,. That's the most intrusive thing you can do, too, is like fart in the face.
Oh, it's
pretty
worse.
Bad. Yeah, that one girl online who wakes her boyfriend up to fart right in his head.
Yeah.
Oh, pretty breaking funny. News. I think it was a real fart, by the way.
Who came up with the fart in the hand? Is that something your kids do? Is it something
what,
you do
the fart?
Them? The fart in the hand?
I just farted, so it was like, you know what, we're rolling, and I just started to stuff it in there with him and shut the door.
Robbed it.
It was a real fart. I'm here to tell you.
So is it something you do at home?
Too many protein
kids?
Shakes. That was the problem.
So you don't do that with your kids? They're safe from your farts?
Yes. Yes, they are. No, they're not. My four-year-old son, who is... he gets into a lot of stuff, and a lot of stuff lately. But he'll fart, and he'll go, you did it. Right away. Yeah. He won't even look at you either. If you watch the TV, he'll fart. Yeah, you did that. That was mommy. Like, what? Dude, you farted. It's okay. Man up. Suck, you know, own up to your fart. It wasn't me! And, like, get crazy about it. And then yesterday, 2 days ago when I was home, I picked him up from camp. And they were like, oh, the counselor was like, oh, we're going to have a popsicle party first. It was his birthday yesterday. I said, what? His birthday is in September.
Always.
Oh, and I said, did you tell him it was your birthday? Yeah.
Talk more about the fart.
Why? Well, I wanted a popsicle party.
Well, doesn't that make it better knowing that he improvised that?
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah, it does. But then Denzel just kind of sat there trying to be dignified about it.
Oh, Denzel loves farts.
Trying to live down the... Fart conversation.
Prince Andrew.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Oh, boy.
First of all, it's come out that he met with Ghislaine Maxwell the day after Epstein was arrested, which is very interesting, isn't it?
Oh,
And now one of his ex-girlfriends says when he went to Epstein's place in 2011 for 4 days that he wanted to find out what he had on him. Not to break up with him. He wanted to know. Well, he did want to break up with him, I guess. But this bullshit that the only thing I wanted to do is to meet someone in person to break up with him. He's a friend. He's a guy friend. What guy breaks up with a guy? It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Right, that makes more sense.
So anyway, today, again, they're making a big deal about, this 60th birthday party is off. And I'm like, wait, are we really talking about a man's 60th birthday party being off? Like, what are we worried? Who's going to sing happy birthday? Is someone going to sing happy birthday to Prince Andrew? Oh, my God. Is he still getting presents? What is it? His 60th birthday party? Are we fucking... Childish. Really? Are we really that worried? And is he really that upset about it? Oh my God, my 60th birthday party's been canceled. Oh! I mean, they're making the biggest deal out of it. Like, wow, you think this is bad so far? Get clearance off that. They're canceling his 60th birthday party.
Like, as if the royal subjects care.
Well, that isn't that just an opportunity for them to spend more money on him?
Yeah. Celebrate.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's really good at spending money.
I read an article where they're like, they're going to have to fire a lot more of the royal family because they're getting a little low on funds again.
Oh, they could sell some stuff.
Can you believe how many sponsors were sucked into Prince Andrew? It's like, what do you mean he has sponsors? Since when can royalty have sponsors? That seems beneath royalty.
There's been a lot about this fund he ran, which is like a Shark Tank meets American Idol type show where people just come and pitch to him. And
I know, like total bullshit. Like just throw money at Prince Andrew is what it is.
Exactly. And you know his hit rate on those are so low. So low. I'd love to know what he invested in.
Can we get a forensic accountant on this Prince Pal or whatever it is?
Please. Ghislaine, by the way, is getting set to talk to the FBI.
Really?
Yeah.
Can they find her?
She's preparing to speak, whether by talking to the FBI or giving a statement to the media. Oh, please. Please.
A statement to the media? That's not really how you talk to the FBI.
Do an interview. Please do an interview. She has to defend herself. She has no option. She'll have to address this guilt by association.
It's not by association. Get ready. It's a lot worse than that.
Here's the best part. The source told The Sun that Maxwell has no memory of the photo. Remember the photo?
Yeah, I know. They all say it's fake. The FBI has verified the photo, by the way.
She thinks the photo is fishy because... it's one of the few photos that does not bear a time and date stamp.
What?
It was taken on a disposable camera. Did they have time and date?
Disposable cameras. Oh, you know what?
I'm looking at it, and Prince Andrew's fingers aren't fat enough, so it can't be him.
What a joke!
Can you believe that he actually put forth this idea that his fingers are fatter than that?
And the sweating disorder.
That's right. And now there's the girl. Remember the puppets that he was playing with the one girl? Touching her boob.
Uh-huh.
That girl's come forward now and said she's ready to testify to the FBI.
Oh, right.
And there was another girl that said
what
that.
Happens to him if they like implicate him in this? Is he going
That'll be interesting. Do the royals hand
him
over?
Does he go to the tower?
Oh, they said that he's going to cooperate with the authorities if needed.
Bullshit. He'll escape.
No, he won't.
He would get royal pardon, right?
He'd get out of it anyway. I think it'd be very hard to convict him of anything after all this time, first of all. I mean, it's like 18 years ago.
Yeah, but if he did that then, you know he's done that before.
Oh, I would think so.
Because he can, because he had the power to do it.
I got to say, though, the biggest story is the fact that Attorney General came out, Brandon. Did you hear what the Attorney General had to say about Epstein?
Oh,
he wasn't murdered.
I can understand people who immediately, whose minds went to the sort of worst case scenario because it was a perfect storm of...
He's in on it, too.
But he said what I said. He said there's no video of people going into that corridor, and you have to be buzzed in. So nobody could have done it.
They were already there.
When? When did they go in? Who was it?
Well, the cameras put up.
Yeah, maybe there's a secret entrance that you don't know about, Mark.
they just live in the...
Maybe somebody hacked the cameras.
It was like Dannemora. They could go behind the walls.
Underground, there's some sort of secret... pathway.
Someone's never watched Mission Impossible 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Well, what's interesting about the story is they talk to a guy, a professor who studies conspiracy theories, And, you know, he says, doesn't matter what kind of evidence comes forward. People are going to believe what they want to believe. Duh. But he conducted a survey 2 weeks ago. What percentage of people do you think believe Epstein's death was a homicide? And for a little context, I'm going to say most conspiracy theories gain traction with less than 20% believing it.
I'd say 70%.
The highest one he's ever tested was the birther conspiracy theory, which peaked at 24%.
Whoa.
What's the percentage? I'm going to say like 35.
30.
30?
30% of people believe he was murdered.
I think it's more.
Well, it was a... yeah, that number does seem...
Really?
I think it'd be a little higher. I don't know. It was just so weird. And by the way, I don't understand why the warden isn't fired. Why is the warden transferred? Because when you're transferred, that says that something's weird here, so we have to transfer you. What do you mean? He's incompetent.
And there's another aspect.
Should at least be demoted.
Because part of the conspiracy is he may have been allowed to kill himself. That's part of the conspiracy,
yeah, well,
too.
He tried to kill himself 3 weeks before that, and they take him off suicide watch, and they take the guy out of his cell. None of it made any sense, not to mention the fact that they wouldn't have someone in there who, you know, would do a decent job of keeping an eye on him.
And his attorney said that it wasn't a suicide attempt. He was attacked.
Well, I don't know. I mean, shit, I don't know what happened.
So
I have no idea.
His attorneys and him are saying, hey, he was attacked in here. Well, okay, we'll transfer your roomie. And we'll take you off suicide watch because you're not committing suicide.
You need to stop defending Epstein.
You need to provide some evidence.
Stop defending Epstein.
Shut up.
I don't know. I think the most egregious thing is, what is it, Dr. the forensic guy?
Oh, Baden?
Baden.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you know, he's a giant liar, and he was
hired. He always
hired
has
by
been.
Trudy, stop defending Epstein.
Okay.
Well, you just have to pay Baden, and he'll say anything.
He'll say anything. Yeah.
Like so many people.
Yeah.
And they have a vested interest in wanting him to have been killed.
Brandon, why don't you get us out of here?
You got it.
Final results in the poll, by the way.
Oh, Jonas Brothers?
Yeah, let me pull it up again.
Percentage of guys who know a guy, or percentage of people who know a guy who likes the Jonas Brothers?
Do you know one guy that likes the Jonas Brothers? 87% said no, which I think might be our highest poll.
That number's low to me.
We know a guy.
Yeah, we do. That's right.
Yeah. I have to issue an apology to all the people that needed to correct me that Bruce Willis was not in Harley Davidson and Marlboro Man. It was Mickey Rourke. Sorry about that.
Yes. And Don Johnson.
Same difference.
They looked awfully similar back then.
You were like five. you're forgiven.
We have, let's see. Eli's going to come in tomorrow and talk about the Michigan-Ohio State game. They have a new no-filter sports show on the very subject. They have an old interview with Bo Schembechler. Not that old.
It was really interesting hearing that.
Yeah, it was cool. Very cool. And also they had Reggie McKenzie.
Friend of the Jewish.
Yeah, he talks about it. I mean, to tell you the truth, he don't believe any of that stuff.
I knew he didn't.
And if
he does,
he's still Team OJ. But the guys challenge him on it, especially Bob Page. Oh, man, those guys.
I know.
You
should have seen him earlier today arguing about a phone. A cell phone that was supposed to be in a car, and then Eli went out to get it, and then he came back, and he went back out to get it, and Eli...
It was Sharon's phone.
Denny's
wife's phone. And then the phone started making noise when Eli went back out to get Denny's phone, which was in the radio compartment in the middle.
That's crazy.
I'm just saying.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow.
I'm just saying. You've just been juiced.
Oh, there's my phone.
I love lesbians.